Game two between the Brooklyn Cyclones and Wilmington Blue Rocks, only 20 minutes away from Maimonides Park in Coney Island. Tonight, game two of this six-game series, and also a game that we hope we don't see 10 runs in one inning. We couldn't believe with our own eyes what we saw last night as the Cyclones hit well, pitched great, took a perfect game into the sixth inning, handed the ball to the bullpen at 3-0, and lost 12-5. How did that happen? We have no idea. We're still trying to unpack it. You burn the film and move on to the next day, you hope, at least. With Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Rad. It's a really nice night, a Wednesday night in Coney Island. Tonight we'll see Nick Swak making his second Brooklyn start, but his first one in Coney Island. He'll go toe-to-toe with 20-year-old right-hander Michael Cuevas in the Washington Nationals system. So, Nick, I slept like a baby last night, but maybe some didn't after 10 runs. How'd you sleep last night?
Well, I slept fine. I would imagine that A.J. Sager didn't get too much sleep after that 10-run inning, and it was just, there's no other way to cut it. It was a disaster, and so unlike what we have seen from this Brooklyn Cyclones pitching staff on this entire year, because they have been so good, so dominant, so shut down when you get in those situations, and just not the case last night, unraveling to allow the 10 runs, and Wilmington coming away with the win in game one of this six-game series. And Brooklyn's going to try and turn the page tonight because they've lost four in a row. And you take a look at the South Atlantic League standings with the Habs here, and Brooklyn has fallen behind in the standings pretty readily. 7.5 back now at 12-14. That's good for fourth in the South Atlantic League North. Aberdeen just keeps on winning at 19-6. Hudson Valley at 14-12. Wilmington with the victory improving, and the Cyclones looking to keep pace, but they're going to need to stack some W's after losing four straight. The 10-run inning is the elephant in the room, and the great thing about baseball is that there's another game every day, so the Cyclones have ample opportunity to flip the script and turn the page, but it was no two ways about it, an extremely ugly inning for Brooklyn. And so unlike what we have seen from them throughout this entire season. And it really muddied a couple of positives that we saw last night, because this is a team that, as we have documented throughout most of this season, has not hit a ton and has not gotten a ton of length as expected from starting pitching, just by the nature of coming straight up from spring training and trying to get guys stretched out just a little bit. And that were two of the areas that Brooklyn was able to excel last night, able to get the five runs on the board to build the four-run lead, a couple of extra base hits. The doubles party was in full force last night for the Cyclones. Rowdy Jordan with a couple. JT Schwartz was able to drive in a run with an RBI double of his own. And the Cyclones' offense looked to be in a little bit more of a rhythm after struggling last week against Aberdeen. But the pitching unable to hold it. And the starting rotation, Jesus Vargas getting his first opportunity to start a ball game, had excelled in the piggyback role and was outstanding. Took a perfect game into the fifth inning, allowed just the one hit in six shutout. It just unraveled from there. So the Cyclones back to the drawing board, trying to even the series at one apiece in game two tonight, trying to turn the page and snap a four-game losing streak. Cyclones warming up down the right field line. Wilmington getting going down the left field line on a great night for baseball on Coney Island. Keith, before this one, had an opportunity to catch up with JT Schwartz. Talked about last night, the bounce back heading into today, the adjustment to high A baseball and the pitch clock, how that is impacting things. That's next right here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Back to Coney Island, we get set for game two between the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Keith Rad with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. chatting with the Cyclones' first baseman, JT Schwartz. So this is our first conversation since opening day against Wilmington. You flash forward about 30, 31 days. How's it been?
It's been good. You know, first full season, first start, you know, kind of a lot of cold weather that I'm not really used to and all that. But, yeah, it's been fun so far. I think everyone's kind of having a good time, and we're all competing. So, yeah, it's gone well.
Give me your thoughts of where you thought you'd be on May 11th, that kind of whole thing, of what you expected from yourself and just the feeling of high A baseball at this point.
You know, we talked on the podcast a while ago, and I told you I don't really set many goals and stuff for myself, specifically in terms of numbers and all that. So, you know, everyone's competing. I'm competing the best I can, and, you know, I'm happy with that. I think everyone's kind of going out there and we're all playing together and all that. So, at this point, obviously, we'd like our record to be a little bit better, but I think that'll come with time, and we're doing a good job.
Let's go back to last night's game for a second. I've been waiting for the Cyclones' offense to kind of come around. You guys jump out to a 5-1 lead. Just before we talk about the eighth inning, you know, what was that feeling like to see everybody kind of get something going last night?
It was great. Yeah, I think the offense kind of got it rolling last night. You know, even though we lost by however many runs, we still out-hit them. I think that was good to see. So we got it rolling a little bit on the offensive side. Hopefully we can keep that going tonight.
And then you're standing there for the eighth inning, not calling anybody out, but I mean, what is that like when you're standing there in a baseball game and you see 10 runs cross in about 25 minutes?
It's tough, you know, but it happens. Those guys that went out there last night, they've done a great job for us, you know, first part of the year, and nobody's upset with them. Nobody's going to be giving a hard time, you know. Stuff like that happens. Obviously, we don't want it to happen. They don't want it to happen. You know, it just does.
You're probably standing there at UCLA. You saw some good pitching. Saw some good pitching in the Pac-12, but what your team this year with the Cyclones has done, that's why last night was so shocking. I guess it had to happen to them because they've been so good. What have you seen from these arms this year?
Our pitching staff has been phenomenal. I think someone said last week that we'd given up the least amount of runs in the league or something like that, and I feel like that's all you need to know about what they've done so far, and yeah, you know, hopefully we can bounce back tonight and get back to where we have been.
I know you don't like to talk about the word pressure or anything like that, but when you see your pitching staff holding teams to 1, 2, 3 runs, and you guys are in a tight game or you're down, does it add any pressure to the offense to say, these guys are, you know, busting their butts for us, we got to get some hits?
I don't know about pressure, but I'd say motivation for sure. You never want to see our pitching staff go out there and compete like they have been and not be able to put runs up and win ball games. So it's definitely motivation to try and pick up our end of things and, you know, get things going. And hopefully last night was a good start for it.
Talk to me about what high A pitching has been. What are these guys doing that maybe you haven't seen before or haven't experienced before?
They're just, you know, guys in the league, they got good stuff. I think a lot of guys here have really good stuff, and it's just not fully polished or they can't execute as well as they'd like sometimes. So the stuff's there. It's just kind of pitch plans and some stuff like that that seems like need to be a little bit more polished for some of these guys, but yeah, there's definitely some good arms here.
Is it the consistent velo on a night-to-night basis? You know, what has been the most wow factor about being a hitter in 2022 at high A?
Yeah, I think part of it is that just not really any breaks in terms of talent. You know, even in high-level college baseball, there's, you know, guys at the bottom of the roster that, you know, it's in terms of a raw stuff type of thing, it's not as much there. So there's not really any breaks in talent. Add in the pitch clock and all that, some other factors, it's been a little different, but yeah, we're all adjusting.
You're pretty good at transitions, because I was going to ask you about the pitch clock. What have you thought about it, and do you feel like it affects you more than it affects pitching? What are your overall thoughts on the pitch clock?
I think pitchers that like to work fast already kind of get an advantage there, because it's, you know, no runners on, they get on the mound, and as a hitter, you got 4 seconds to get in the box and all that. So it's, I don't love that aspect of it, but we've been playing quicker games. I don't think it's made a huge difference. I think, you know, maybe there's some advantages here and there, but at the end of the day, every hitter in the league's playing with it, every pitcher's playing with it, so it's, there's no excuses for anyone. It's level playing field. It's just, it's new for everyone.
The term is Cali Cool, so I know you guys are on your own clock in that box, so it certainly affects you, especially when a guy's, like you said, jumps up 0-2, and you can't step out, you can't call for time. I mean, how much does it affect what your plan was going into this season?
Yeah, that's definitely, I think, the biggest thing is that you got to have a rock-solid approach going into the box, and, you know, if you're wavering off of that approach or, you know, you're kind of mentally not as stable as you want to be in the box. It's and a bat can be over in, you know, 20 seconds. So I think it's just a mental challenge for a lot of us, just trying to commit to an approach and be able to get on it and not waver off it and kind of be willing to fail with that approach instead of not really being on one.
All right, we're catching up with JT Schwartz. We'll have more next on the pregame show from Coney Island on the Cyclones Radio Network.
That was JT Schwartz on the Cyclones pregame here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Ahead of game two of this six-game set with the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Brooklyn trying to snap a four-game losing streak after the tough outing last night. And JT at the forefront of some of that offense trying to get things going. We're in a better spot yesterday, now hoping that they can match the offense with some pitching and even the series as they look to keep pace in the South Atlantic League division. Tonight in the South Atlantic League, Greenville and Asheville underway in the top of the second inning at McCormick Field. No score. Winston-Salem and Rome doing battle tonight. Greensboro and Hickory will play as well. Aberdeen at 20-6 atop the South Atlantic League North Division at Dutchess Stadium on the road to take on 14-13 Hudson Valley. And Jersey Shore taking down Bowling Green 9-3 at Bowling Green Ballpark earlier this afternoon. As for the Mets organization, St. Lucie out to a 1-0 lead as they have just gotten started. Cyclones getting set here. Against Wilmington and just about as the two teams are getting set down the right and left field lines. Take a look around the Mets minor leagues. Last night, Syracuse shut out by Scranton Wilkes-Barre 2-0. Thomas Supaki struck out a season-high 9 batters in 4 innings. Daniel Palka, 1-for-4, has reached base safely in 13 consecutive games. Binghamton beating New Hampshire 2-1. Jose Chacin struck out a season-high 9 batters through 4 2/3, lowering his ERA to 1.54. Trey Cobb came on in relief and earned the win, as in 0.87 ERA across those 8 appearances. Luke Ritter, 1-for-4, with a home run in the top of the 4th inning to give Binghamton the lead. Brett Beatty is tied for the league lead in doubles with 9, hit another one last night, shares that spot with Ronnie Mercario and one other player. St. Lucie falling to Lakeland 8-4. St. Lucie now with a 3-game lead in the Florida State League East Division. Alex Ramirez on line drive, 3-run home run in the 5th inning. Is batting now .376 with an OPS over 1,000 through 25 games. And Omar De Los Santos has his 6th double of the season and extended his hitting streak to 5 games. Around the Mets organization, St. Lucie out in front of Lakeland 1-0 at Clover Park. That game in the top of the 4th inning. Binghamton and New Hampshire underway in the top of the 2nd. The Rumble Ponies with a 3 spot in the 1st inning to take the 3-0 lead. And Syracuse taking down Scranton Wilkes-Barre 8-7 to improve to 11-20 on the season. With some good news on the early returns here across the Mets minor league system. Trying to make sure that everything is in order, with the Mets taking on the Nationals at 7:05 tonight. Mets at 21-10. The Nationals at 10-21. As those teams do battle in the major leagues. And the two affiliates get it going in game two of this six-game set tonight, Wilmington and the Brooklyn Cyclones. Sun setting on top of Maimonides Park. Not too many clouds overhanging Coney Island tonight. And a comfortable 71 degrees as we approach first pitch this evening. That should just about wrap it up for us on the Cyclones pregame. Keith Radd with lineups and Cyclones baseball next right here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Thank you very much, Nick. The lineups tonight are brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn near Barclays Center. Located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan, Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn is a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. For the visiting Wilmington Blue Rocks, the affiliate of the Washington Nationals, Mario Lison has his team at 14-13, 6.5 games back of first-place Bowling Green waking up this morning. Darren Baker will lead off. He'll play second base. Left fielder Yasiel Antuna, the switch hitter, bats second. DH Israel Pineda hits third. The big cleanup man, third baseman Omar Merahildo. Drew Mendoza, who had just about 5 RBIs last night, 5 of the 12 driven in by Wilmington, he'll hit fifth and play first base. Right fielder Kevin Strohschein, he hits sixth. Onyx Vega does the catching, batting seventh. Jeremy Idens in center field, batting eighth. And Jordy Barley, the shortstop, bats ninth. Once again for the Blue Rocks, Baker at second, Antuna in left, Pineda the DH, Merahildo at third, Mendoza at first, Strohschein in right, Vega the catcher, Idens in center, and Barley at the shortstop spot. Now for Luis Rivera's Brooklyn Cyclones, 12-15, 8.5 back of first place Aberdeen. Rowdy Jordan leads off, he'll play left field. Switch hitter Shervin Newton in the second Brooklyn game, bats second at the shortstop spot. Matt O'Neill hitting third, JT Schwartz hitting fourth, Nick Gattis hitting fifth. O'Neill catching, Schwartz at first, Gattis the DH. Brendan McElwain in right field, he'll bat sixth, and the bottom trio. Center fielder Wilmer Reyes, he's out there for the first time in 2022. Just a little tiny teensy bit of outfield experience for Wilmer. He's out there. Jose Peroza bats behind him and plays third, and the nine-hole hitter, second baseman Brandon Fryman, with Nick Zwock on the mound for the Cyclones. Once again for the Mets affiliate, Jordan in left, Newton at short, O'Neill the catcher, Schwartz at first base, Gattis the DH, McElwain in right, Reyes in center, Peroza at third, and Fryman at second base. We're just a couple of minutes away from game time. When we get back from Maimonides Park in Coney Island, it's time for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Conforto hits one in the right. Down the line. It is good. Home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo grabs one. Deep right center field. Look at up, Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well. Left field.
And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez, he ties the game with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness, this is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it.
Brooklyn by one. The pitch.
Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
And I'm delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you. This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Maimonides Park in Coney Island, USA, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. Tonight, the Cyclones, the high affiliate of the New York Mets, continues this six-game series with Game 2 against the Wilmington Blue Rocks, the high affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Happy Wednesday night, everybody, from the Catbird seat high above the field in Coney Island. With Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Ratt on MILB.TV and the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network, where tonight, for the first time in this borough, Nick Swak makes his Cyclones debut. He pitched last week on the road in Aberdeen, but this is a little bit of a different beast, playing in front of these fans in Brooklyn, getting a taste of what life is like in New York City. That's the reason why they put the Cyclones here in the Mets affiliate circuit, just to give you a little taste of what New York is like, hopefully pitching one day up in Queens at Citi Field. Now, Swak was terrific down in St. Lucie. That's why the Mets brought him up after just 12-plus innings, a very short time down there. This is his first full year coming out of Xavier in the draft last year. Now, he pitched great last week at Aberdeen. Said he was a little bit nervous. Everybody gets a little bit nervous in that first inning. He gave up a run early and totally settled down. And we'll see how he does tonight for take two against a high A club. Darren Baker, the son of Dusty, digging out that left side of the batter's box. Second baseman stands in. He was off last night. Pretty good hitter at 287 as the leadoff man. Swak deals his first pitch, and it's across the outside corner at 90 miles an hour for strike one. We're underway at 7:02. 63-degree night in Coney Island. Very, very light wind. High kick, the 0-1. Baker steps, swings, drives it the other way down the line. Jordan over and foul ground. It's out of play. It hits the sidewall for a long strike two against Darren Baker. Now, Baker, the full numbers, 287, one homer, 10 RBIs, 333 on base. Yes, the famous son of Dusty, big league manager with the Houston Astros and many other teams through a basically Hall of Fame managerial career. The 0-2, Baker slams it foul into the net down the third baseline. So, Swak, 6'4", 230 pounds, big kid out of Monticello, Minnesota. Went to Xavier University in Southwest Ohio in Cincinnati. Big East pitcher. Another 0-2. Baker hits it again, foul the other way over Mario Lison's head, the manager, well down the third baseline tonight. That third base coaching box, sometimes a suggestion for these coaches and managers. Lison, he's got a seat somewhere down there in section 19. He's way out there down the line. Swak working on Baker. The 0-2 fades outside for ball one. Nick, just 21 years old. Mets took him last year in the 17th round, which, again, there's only 20 now, so 17 of 20. But he's been a terrific find. The 1-2, slider just missed outside at 83. Two balls, two strikes. Last time against the Baltimore affiliate, who you remember is the best team, as Nick just told you in the pregame show, 20-6 waking up today. Swak just gave up 1-5. 2-2 pitch served into left field. Jordan in left field over to his left and makes the catch for the out. Rowdy in left. Wilmer Reyes playing center field tonight. Brandon McIlwain in right. Jose Peroza at third. Shervin Newton at shortstop. Brandon Fryman plays second base. JT Schwartz at first. And Matt O'Neill, the catcher, working tonight with Nick Swak. No score. Here's the righty Yasiel Antuna, switch hitter, batting from the right side. Swak deals, and the changeup misses high and away for ball one. Antuna was in there last night. He walked twice at the end of the game and scored as part of Wilmington's Titanic 10-run eighth inning. So Lock turns the feet quietly, the 1-0. Antuna swings, bangs it foul down the third baseline. One ball, one strike. Antuna at 218, pair of homers, 9 RBIs. The on-base, pretty good. About 170 points higher than the batting average at 384. Nationals still looking for him to add some more power. 1-1, so Walk misses high and away for ball two. So Nick, one run over five, gave up two hits, two walks, struck out four. It's a big-time cliche, but Zwack, you talk to him for 2 seconds, you realize this kid is a competitor. 2-1, and there's a strike letter high on the inside corner at 93. Two balls, two strikes on Antuna. Yasiel, a top 30 prospect in the national system, back for his second year in Wilmington. One out, base is empty, the 2-2, taken outside for ball three. Walk kicks and deals a 3-2, and Antuna swings, lines one to right. McElwain in a couple steps. Brandon makes the hat-high catch. Two flyouts for Nick Walk. So just 12 and two-thirds innings with St. Lucie. And I asked him about such a quick call-up, four starts. I mean, 12 innings is nothing. And he was a little bit surprised, but he said, I have a head-down mentality. And that's the mentality you'd like to see anybody have. Doesn't matter where you pitch, at what level. You got to put your head down until you get to the ultimate goal to the big leagues. Here's Israel Pineda, the righty. DH takes low for ball one. Down there, put together a terrific stretch. Struck out 46% of hitters and walked fewer than four. So the Mets went, this guy's been pretty good, so we'll send him up quickly. Just a good feeling to have to know that the big club likes you. Here comes the 1-0. Pineda cuts and misses. Big swing at 91 for a strike. Pineda at the dish, a right-handed hitter at 282. The on-base at 326. Two homers, 16 RBIs. The 1-1 pops it up. Foul territory. Makes a right and heads towards the seats. Out of play. Now this row of 3-4-5, Pineda, Marihildo, Mendoza. Guys that just drive in runs. For a little context, Brooklyn's best RBI guy, Rowdy Jordan, has 13. Pineda has 16. Marihildo on deck has 17. And Mendoza has 19. Productive hitters. The 1-2. Step a swing and a foul back by Pineda. Top of the first, no score, just getting started. Two batters in. A lot of pitches, though, for Zwack. Deep count with Baker, who fought with some foul balls. Antuna went full. And Pineda now battling 1-2. Here's the high kick and the pitch. Hit on the ground is short. Collected by Shervin Newton. He's up with the throw to first in time to retire Pineda and end the inning. It's a 1-2-3 for Zwack. Nothing for Wilmington. Brooklyn coming to bat at home next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night. A night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Brooklyn, no score. Cyclones come to the plate for the first time in the bottom of the first inning. He's Nick DeLuca. My name is Keith Rad. It's a Weenie Wednesday tonight, as we always do on Wednesdays. 2-for-1 hot dogs. It's a bark in the park out in right field. And a nice night, mid-60s. Cyclones stroll to the plate. It's Rowdy Jordan, Shervin Newton, Matt O'Neill. All tonight against Michael Cuevas, a young, skinny high school pick out of the state of Texas at the Cyclone C for the second time this year. Cuevas, with his feet kind of cockeyed towards third, working out of the windup, deals with Jordan, switch hitter batting left. First pitch, Jordan hammers it down the right field line. Stroshine over. It's a two-hopper to the fence. Rowdy around first into second base with a sliding double. That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. The double boys, Nick, they're at it again.
Two doubles last night, and Rowdy Jordan wasting no time getting Brooklyn on the board with another double tonight. That ball was hard hit, and good to see an aggressive approach from Rowdy Jordan at the plate, not waiting around to try and work a count, gets his pitch and hammers it.
So Jordan with his 10th double. Here's Shervin Newton, switch hitter batting left. Cuevas lifts and deals, and Newton takes high and outside at 91 for a ball. Brooklyn debut last night for Newton. Walked twice to start the game and then 0-for-3 towards the back end of last night's 12-5 Wilmington win. Cuevas looks at second, deals the 1-0, and the changeup in there for a strike. So Michael Cuevas, he looks like a skinny kid out there, because he is just 20 years old, 6'2", about a buck 90. From San Antonio, Texas, went to Brennan High School, signed for a good chunk of change, 125K. The 1-1, way outside for ball two. Now Washington went to get him in kind of an interesting position in 2019, the 23rd round. Now, sometimes you see good high schoolers go top 10 rounds, top 15, and maybe at the back end of the draft, in the high 30s, you see that too, but rarely in the 20s. The 2-1, missed outside for ball three. Now, what that tells you is that he was kind of a secret or a sleeper pick that Washington liked. And maybe not even the Division I world knew about it as well. He was committed to Incarnate Word, which is a good school, but not a powerhouse of any kind. Here's a 3-1. Newton rips it down the right field line. That is a shot to the corner. Jordan around third comes in to score. Newton gliding into second base. He is there standing with a two-base hit. The double party continues. Jordan, then Newton. His first Cyclones RBI makes it 1-0. And that double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some more noise with the new TD Double Up credit card.
And his first hit at high A is loud contact. That one could be heard all throughout Maimonides Park. And some great swings to start this ball game for the Cyclones, picking up where they left off on offense yesterday.
Here's Matt O'Neill, 1-0 Brooklyn, nobody out, bottom one. Cuevas holds the set, belt high, kicks and deals, and the front door slider misses upstairs at 80 miles an hour. O'Neill just 13 games, he's 7-for-34. Even though his metrics are a little inflated with a short sample size, he has the best weighted runs created plus on the team. The 1-0, slider strike in there, one ball, one strike. It's at 124. Now, league average is about 100. That's kind of your marker. So anything over 100 is better than league average. Newton leads the 1-1. O'Neill takes downstairs for ball two. Man, he's been on a tear lately. It's not just the nerds with the calculator saying, oh, it's been pretty good, as they push their glasses up their nose. He's been a doubles machine. In Aberdeen, it was almost time in and time out. He would just double to the gap or double down the right field line. Here comes the 2-1, and it dots the outside edge at 89 to even the count. So the batting average at 206, the on-base percentage at 413. That's what it's been for his career, by the way. Newton off second base with nobody out. 1-0 Brooklyn. Cuevas deals. The 2-2 pitch is downstairs for ball three. So yesterday, the eye-popping news was that 10-run eighth, but as we tried to tell you, Brooklyn hit well. Starting pitching was great. Doubles big time yesterday, and just early runs for the offense. And they're at it again in the first inning. Cuevas spins and looks the runner back with no throw. Michael, five games and starts. This is number six for the 20-year-old. Holds his set, looks at second. O'Neill awaits. Here's the 3-2. Matt swings and fouls it away to the parking lot. Coming in 23 innings, 18 strikeouts, 11 walks, 20 hits in 23 innings. Strikeout rate 18%, walk rate 11%. You know, not terrific numbers yet as Cuevas tries to figure out this level. 3-2 again. O'Neill bangs one. Guess where? The gap in right center field. This is extra bases for O'Neill. Newton around third. He can walk home. O'Neill chugging for three. Matt on his way there. Slides in safely without a throw. Nobody hotter right now than Matt O'Neill. He triples to the alley in right center, and it's 2-0 Brooklyn in the first inning.
Don't think this was the way that Wilmington and Michael Cuevas drew it up for his start tonight, but Brooklyn couldn't have scripted it any better. Three straight extra base hits, and none of them have been cheap. Three laser line drives to the gaps in right and left center field. And the Cyclones are off to an excellent start offensively tonight, continuing that momentum that they were able to find yesterday. And as we mentioned, the 10 runs, a blip on the radar. This is exactly how they want to play, because more often than not, get the early lead, they're going to be in really good shape.
Mark DeFelice, the pitching coach, out to talk to the young guy, Michael Cuevas, who last time against Brooklyn gave up just one hit in four innings. And as Nick mentioned, boy, it's just been electric exit velocities left and right, double, double, triple, and JT Schwartz, the batter, who last night had three hits. So DeFelice talks to Cuevas, who is yet to record an out in the bottom of the first. So DeFelice is back. See if Cuevas can find it, and Schwartz settles in. Schwartz at 233, the on base up to 371 thanks to last night. One homer, eight RBIs. Pitch. So we're going to ground ball to the right side. This will do a job. Baker fields it second and flips to first for the out. O'Neill comes in from third base, and Schwartz brings him in to make it 3-0 Brooklyn. One of the easier RBI Schwartz has had as a Brooklyn Cyclone, but how about Matt O'Neill? There's 14 games, O'Neill. Three doubles, two triples. Phenomenal. Phenomenal last 10 days. Here's Gattis from the right side. Cuevas fires, and Nick takes one on the outside corner for a strike. Gattis at a buck, 75. No homers, 9 RBIs. The on-base at 270. He had a good night last night. Pitch. Nick takes inside. One ball, one strike. Cuevas turns his feet, deals the 1-1, and skips it to the plate. Outside, ball two. Onyx Vega, his battery mate tonight. Omar Marihildo at third. Jordy Barley at short. Darren Baker at second. Drew Mendoza at first, with Antuna, Idens, and Stroshine in the outfield left to right. 2-1. Gattis swings and fouls it back to the net. 2-2.
And those three are getting their steps in early. A lot of activity out there in the outfield.
Yeah, this is a pitcher's park, but I always love that kind of phrase, because a pitcher's park is usually a ton of room. So even though balls may not leave the yard, you have to go chase balls down a mile away. 2-2. Gattis sends one to the gap in right center. Stroshine over. He makes the catch. Gattis just missed sending it to the alleyway. So he flies out. Back-to-back outs for Cuevas since the meeting with his pitching coach. And here's Brandon McIlwain. Cyclones 3, Wilmington nothing. Bottom of the first. VMAX stands in at 234, one homer, five RBIs, the on base at 300. Pitch, check swing on a slider, he couldn't hold back, and it's nothing in one. Double last night for McIlwain, and Nick telling you about all those doubles last night. Jordan with two, Schwartz had one, and McIlwain had one as well. Next toss, kisses the outside corner for strike two, and McIlwain behind. Cuevas looking to get out of the inning. Pitch just missed. Little tall. And Cuevas with that long hair whipped his hat off. Might have fallen off his head. Young guy from San Antonio. Vegas sets up away the 1-2. Swinging a bouncing ball over the mound towards the middle. Backhand stop by Baker. And as he comes up with it, the ball rolls away. This is a base hit all the way. But Baker a little unhappy with himself that he just couldn't spring to his feet with the ball to make a throw.
And that a really difficult play. An excellent job to keep it on the infield. But some more hard contact off a Cyclone bat. And that the most encouraging sign in this first inning. Yeah, they've gotten the offense going. They've scored the runs. But this is a sustainable model. They're hitting the ball hard.
Three runs, four hits. Runner at first base, two outs. Bottom of the first, here's Wilmer Reyes. Pitch to the righty is down in the dirt for ball one. Another big inning for Brooklyn. And last night you say you hope it was once in a blue moon, and you expect it to be. You know that tonight Nick Swak is on the mound, and that bullpen knows it's got to pick it up. Wilmer awaits. Cuevas holding. The pitch clock has gone down to zero. And the next toss misses up and in anyway for ball two. Reyes to 222. One homer, 11 RBIs. Second on the team to Rowdy Jordan. On base percentage at 267. Pitch. Front door slider in there for a strike in the count 21 on Wilmer Reyes. Reyes tonight playing center field, which he's done just a little bit in his career. The 2-1. Swings, breaks his bat, pops it straight up over the plate. Vega out from behind home plate, makes the catch, backpedaling towards the mound. So the inning is over, but a fruitful one for the Cyclones. Double, double, triple. Jordan, Newton, O'Neill on and in. 3-0 Clones off to the second inning against Wilmington on MILB.TV.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
No, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Off we go to the top of the second inning. Nick Swak with some good news. It's 3-0 Brooklyn. And in his Coney Island debut and start number two, Swak faces 4, 5, and 6 after a 1-2-3 first inning. It's Omar Merahildo leading off, followed by Mendoza and Stroshine. Swak, the lefty, fires away and hits the outside corner with 90 for strike one. Three runs, four hits for Brooklyn against Michael Cuevas. So Swak looking to settle down. Here's the 0-1. Merahildo bombs one to left field. Jordan back, turns and looks. It's a bomb off the scoreboard. Solo home run for Omar Merahildo to lead off the top of the second inning. Wilmington gets one back and cuts it to 3-1.
Not much wind tonight, but there are balls flying all the way around the yard. And that one with some hard contact in the top half, rather the bottom half of the first inning, met with more here in the top half of the second. That ball was crushed by Merahildo.
Now, Merahildo is a terrifying hitter. He has been for a while. He homers for the fourth time, drives in his 18th run. Now, we don't see too much power on the Brooklyn offensive side, and certainly not giving up too many home runs, but that was a shot. Here's Mendoza. Drew swings at the first pitch, fouls it back towards the suite level, fourth floor, for strike one. So Zwack, who gives up his first high A home run, only gave up one in four starts down in Florida. The 0-1, Mendoza fouls it back. He's right on the fastball for strike two. Mendoza had five ribbies last night. He is up to 19 to lead the team. No homers, but good gap power with eight doubles and a triple. Batting average of .278, the on-base at .356. Lefty on lefty, the 0-2. Mendoza slices it to third, caught by Peroza. Jose caught it hat high for the first out. That was also good contact by Mendoza. So one out with the bases empty. Here's the righty Kevin Strohschein at a Tennessee Tech. Righty hitting right fielder at 3-0-2. Pitch takes a backdoor slider for a strike. Strohschein last night, a couple of strikeouts and a flyout, but did walk and score in that famous eighth inning. Here's the 0-1. Swings, it's a high pop down the right field line, foul territory. Schwartz over, running out of room, and it hits the netting. Strike two on Strohschein. So Zwack on the mound was out of the state of Minnesota. Mentioned that in the first inning. And like anybody from Canada, Minnesota kind of gets the same ribbing. Well, did you play hockey? Yes, he did. He was actually very good at playing hockey, and he was the high school quarterback of his football team. Actually got some D2 offers for a scholarship. High kick, the 0-2. Cut on and miss. Strohschein chases the slider, and he is Walk's first strikeout victim of the night. Two down, top two. Brooklyn leading Wilmington 3-1. Here's the righty catcher, Onyx Vega. 9-for-38 in 12 games, hitting .237. He was off last night. Up behind the plate tonight. In there with the hot pink batting gloves. Maybe some carryover from Mother's Day Sunday. Saw a lot of guys with their hot pink gear. Pitch. Vega cuts and misses for a strike. So Zwack was all in on hockey and good at football. Baseball was the one thing that he didn't feel he was as good at. The 0-1 fouled back. And isn't that always the way it goes? But made a choice in high school. And even when he got to Xavier, kind of had to fight through it a little bit. And got drafted by the New York Mets. Something that nobody can ever take away from you. Pretty amazing. The 0-2 fouled back by Vega. Onyx stays alive. Home run by Merrihildo, but Zwack with back-to-back outs, hunting a third. Pitch. Down and in, back foot slider. All the way back to the wall. One ball, two strikes. Infield back and straight away. As Nick mentioned, there's not much wind tonight, so the outfielders are at about a normal depth. Kicking the 1-2. Hit on the ground, foul outside the third. And even on a night with no wind, Rowdy Jordan, who plays left field, standing just in front of the warning track with a 16-foot-high wall behind him. It is certainly a unique position to play in this ballpark. Probably the most unique of all three outfield spots. 1-2. Drips down and in. Two balls, two strikes. Cyclones by a pair, top two. Two outs, base is empty. The 2-2. Zwack misses high and away for ball three. Just one strikeout, a lot of contact outs tonight. Likes the sign, turns his body. The 3-2 pitch is fouled off Vega's leg. Pops up over his head and rolls behind home plate. No shortage of strikeout stuff last time against Aberdeen. Four of them over five. 3-2. Swinging a high pop into shallow right field. Fryman goes out. He gives way to McElwain. Brandon comes in to save the day. And Zwack retires the side. But Omar Merrihildo hits one off the scoreboard to give Wilmington a run in the top of the second. We go to the bottom of the inning. 3-1 lead for the Mets affiliate over the Nationals affiliate in Coney Island on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code CYCLONES at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones have a 3-1 lead as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Brooklyn leading Wilmington in game two of the six-game series. These two clubs have played four total games. Wilmington's come out ahead in three of the four. Cyclones opened the year down in Wilmington at Frawley Stadium. Split a doubleheader on Saturday and lost on Sunday. But they've always had Wilmington's number a little bit. And last night they felt they had him, but lost him with a 12-5 upside-down loss to the Blue Rocks. Jose Peroza leads off, and the righty takes outside for ball one. Peroza, Fryman, and then the top of the order. Final two Cyclones that we've yet to see hit. Cuevas, high kick, the 1-0. Pitch caught on and missed. One ball, one strike. Peroza at 192, the on-base at 256. No homers, five RBIs. Pitch. He swings, sends one up the middle. Falling fast, Idens plays it on a hop. Another hit for Jose Peroza. Got to credit him. He is coming out from the basement of a terrible April. He's had hits now in three straight games with a single to lead off the bottom of the second.
And a good swing plane. Didn't hit it all that hard. Out in front just enough. Able to muscle it to left center field. And Peroza, as you mentioned, looking much more comfortable in the batter's box.
So now Brandon Fryman, pitch. Righty takes a front door slider from Cuevas for a strike. I'm sure Michael Cuevas is the guy out there that would desperately love a quick and easy second inning. Gave up three runs in that first frame. A long hold, the 0-1 to Fryman. Brandon cuts and misses for strike two. Fryman last Monday, not this past Monday, but the Monday into the Aberdeen trip, joined the club down from Double A, played two games, and then Thursday morning left the hotel and went up to Syracuse. The 0-2, swing and a miss, the slider down and away. So he strikes out, first K for Cuevas. The first time through the order for Michael, three runs, four hits, no walks, and a strikeout. So Fryman just rejoined the team ahead of this week. He's been living out of a suitcase, though, in the last 10 days. Back to the top of the order for the switch hitter, Rowdy Jordan, who doubled his last time. Cuevas leans back, lunges home, and Rowdy swings and lifts one to left field. Idens in center comes racing over and makes the catch. Almost, and probably did, collide with Antuna, but not head-on. They clipped each other, and in fact, high-five as they go back to their spots. That was dangerous, but a good play by Idens in center.
Snow cone, almost lost it, juggled it just a touch, but Jeremy Idens able to get a good read on the baseball, dodge some traffic from Antuna in left center field, and hang on for the second out.
3-1 Brooklyn, bottom two. Two outs for Newton, switch hitter batting left. Pitch. Cuts and misses at a big, slow slider down and in at 80. for strike one. Cuevas trying to stretch this start out. Last time got roughed up by Bowling Green. A long hold. Set up the belt, the 0-1. Another slider, this time low. One ball, one strike. Cuevas made the mistake of throwing Shervin Newton something across the plate and hard, and Newton ripped a double down the right field line his first time. 1-1. Newton cuts and misses over a change for strike two. Little boom and bust in Newton's swing. He does strike out a ton. One of the issues he's trying to work through as he gets into high A, but boy, can he put the bat on the ball. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He strikes out. Cuevas gets him, and the inning is over. So Peroza tried to keep the parade going, but he's going, guys, what about me? He's straining over there at first base as Cuevas gets through the second. We go to the third. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we get back. Brooklyn 3, Wilmington 1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
To the top of the third inning we go from Maimonides Park, a 3-1 Cyclones lead over Wilmington. Nick DeLuca, Keith Rad here with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Nick Zwock back to work after allowing the leadoff home run to begin the second inning. Set down the next three and will face 8-9-1 in the Blue Box order. Jeremy Idens, Jordy Bartley, and then back to the top with Darren Baker. Cyclones where they want to be at the moment. Getting out to that early lead and trying to hold it and beating that drum of the tough eighth inning from yesterday's ball game, but this is still the formula that they want to play to, put together some good at-bats. Now trying to match with the pitching in the third. Idens digs in, right-handed hitter, first pitch swinging, pops it foul, right side and out of play. It's nothing and one. Jeremy Idens at 293, no homers and five RBIs. Not played yesterday, was 2-for-3. With a double on Sunday. Lefty's walk winds, 0-1. Idens takes a strike fastball at 91 outside corner, nothing and two. Idens at the plate, 5 for his last 15. Teammate JT Schwartz back in his time at UCLA. 0-2, rock to right field. McElwain goes back, flips the hips, and will make the catch in front of the warning track, shoulder high, for the first out of the inning. Ball was hit pretty hard. Idens with the power to the opposite field. McElwain tracking well, able to settle under it for the first out. So Zwock has four straight outs. Here's the number nine batter, Jordy Bartley. Wilmington shortstop, right-handed hitter. First pitch. Breaking ball misses outside. It's 1-0. Bartley at 165, no homers and five RBIs. 1-for-3. With that bases-clearing triple in the eighth inning yesterday. 1-0. Bartley takes down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Number 28 prospect in the national system was 2-for-8 coming into that at-bat. And just out of the reach, Ronnie Jordan on that wall. 2-0. Swinging a bouncing ball. Foul. Rolled up the first baseline wide at first. Two balls and a strike. And that was really the dagger in the ball game. Momentum certainly not on the Cyclone side, but that one put it out of reach. 2-1. Bartley fouls it straight back to the screen. Two balls and two strikes.
was traded by San Diego to Washington last season as part of the deal for Daniel Hudson at the trade deadline. As above average power. 2-2. Barley takes in the dirt. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trying to cut down on some of the strikeouts. And the organization really excited about his instincts and the tools that he's got. Payoff. Swinging a high pop on the infield. It's Freiman drifting toward the second base hole. Now a step back toward second base. Makes the shoulder high catch for the second out of the inning.
Second baseman number 4, Derek Baker.
5 in a row set down by Nick Swack. Back to the top of the Wilmington order. Here's Darren Baker. ...23-year-old out of California. Open stance left side, first pitch. Breaking ball, called strike outside corner. It's nothing and one. Baker flew out to left his first time. Swack winds, lefty's 0-1. Fastball low, ball and a strike. Now Baker is... got an infamous moment in his... youth growing up around Dusty Baker, his father. 1-1, breaking ball in for a strike. 1-2 was the bat boy that had to be grabbed out of the way by JT Snow, 2002 World Series. Been around the game his entire life, now getting a chance at high A. 1-2, swings and fouls it straight back. Still a ball and 2 strikes. JT Snow, who had a hit in every game in that World Series, batted over 400, said that's what gets remembered most. It's amazing. Best play that I made in the 7 games. 1-2. Line drive foul down the left field line and out of play. Ball and 2 strikes on Baker. Bats with the bases empty. 2 down, 3-1 Brooklyn in the top of the third. Game 2 of a 6-game set. Zwack winds to the left. He's 1-2. Baker takes just off the plate away at 93. Count even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cyclones infield straight away. Zwack winds, 2-2. Swinging a fly ball down the left field line, twisting foul and out of play. Hopping up onto the concourse. Count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swack has been ahead in the count. Struggled at times to put hitters away, trying to keep that pitch count down. 2-2, swing and a miss. Baker behind the fastball at 92 down in the zone, and it's a 1-2-3 third inning for Nick Swack. Second strikeout and a scoreless frame, 2.5 complete from Coney Island. 3-1 Cyclones on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Nothing says history quite like Brooklyn. From Robinson to Koufax, this city has seen some miraculous moments. Now, it's your turn to get in on the action with World Record Wednesday. Every Cyclones Wednesday home game, we write more Brooklyn history by setting a world record. From the most people simultaneously tying their shoes to setting the mark for the largest air drum ensemble, your trip to the ballpark will be legendary. World Record Wednesday, take your place in history.
to the bottom of the third inning we go from Brooklyn. A 3-1 Cyclones lead in game two of this six-game set here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn striking for three runs in that first inning to get off to the early advantage. Double, double, and triple from Jordan Newton and O'Neill. JT Schwartz, an RBI ground out. And the Cyclones are off and running. Wilmington answering with an Omar Merahildo moonshot home run to lead off the second inning. And that is how we get to 3-1 into the home half of the third. Michael Cuevas remains on the mound. Matt O'Neill will lead it off. Upright stance right side. First pitch. Change up in for a strike in or third. It's nothing and one. O'Neill with the RBI triple. Right center field gap his first time. 0-1. O'Neill takes down and away. A ball and a strike. Has been on base in now six straight games. Batting in the third spot for the second time this year. 1-1. Fastball down and away. Two balls and a strike. Keith got to it a little bit in the first inning, but a guy who has been so valuable now getting a chance in the middle of the Brooklyn order. 2-1. O'Neill bouncing ball back up the middle on the backhand. Baker, the tall hop, fired a first in time. And leadoff man set down for the Cyclones to begin the home half of the third inning. Cyclones have struck the ball well in the early going. That one just in the wrong spot was hit pretty hard by O'Neill. Here's JT Schwartz, open stance left side, first pitch swinging, line drive, left center field, it'll dunk in for a base hit. Antuna plays it on a bounce and will relay in, and JT Schwartz with an RBI his first time, a base hit in his second trip to the plate. And Brooklyn has a one-out base runner in the home half of the third.
Interesting to see Schwartz attacking that first pitch. We're so accustomed to seeing him sit back and go up with an approach, but an approach doesn't mean you sit back and take five, six pitches. Approach could also mean attack this guy early.
Runner at first, one out. Here's Nick Gattis. Crouch stance from the right side, bat on the shoulders. Cuevas the first pitch. Gattis swings and rips a high fly ball left center field. Iden's on the run. He looks up, and it will bang off the top of the wall. Schwartz will round third. He's coming home. The throw to the plate, a couple of bounces. Slide in, it's safe. It's an RBI double off the bat of Nick Gattis. Schwartz motoring around from first, and Brooklyn extends the lead to 4-1 here in the third. That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card in Brooklyn with a third double tonight.
You can give this team some flack because they don't hit the ball over the fence, but they have hit the ball off the fence a good chunk tonight. They have just been a doubles machine. So many extra base hits, three of them in that first inning, and Gattis back at it again. Good to see him finding the gap.
A run in for the Cyclones to make it 4-1. Here's Brandon McIlwain. First pitch swinging out in front of a changeup. It's nothing and one. McIlwain with a base hit up the middle his first time. Cyclones with seven hits already. 4-1 lead here in the bottom of the third. 0-1. McIlwain takes a breaking ball that settles in for a strike. Nothing and two. Cyclones were able to get off to that good start last night, and it's been more of the same offensively tonight. Getting the ball hard for extra bases. 0-2. McIlwain fouls it straight back to the screen. Still no balls and two strikes. Nick Gattis, the latest with that towering fly ball off the top of the left center field wall. Thought for a moment that it might get out. Just barely missing the home run. But some more loud contact nonetheless. So too, McIlwain grounds it sharply and foul, wide to third. Count remains no balls and two strikes. This is the exact outing that Brooklyn was looking for to try and put yesterday in the rearview mirror. Get off to a good start. Get it going with the bats. Give the pitcher some breathing room. Cuevas the set at the belt. Ready peaks at second. Still holding 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. kept in front by Vega behind home plate. Ball and two strikes. I mentioned the Cyclones have seven hits already in this third inning. Four of them gone from extra bases. 1-2. Breaking ball backs up and catches Matt Gawain square on the helmet. The bucket falls off, picks it back up, says he's all set, giving a thumbs up to the Brooklyn dugout. Training staff approaching. Got to do that when a guy gets hit on the head. But with the off-speed pitch coming, that at least a better outcome than what might result from a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And thankfully, Brandon McElwain, after getting hit square on the head, appears to be okay as he'll get to first.
Yeah, we saw him last night take one off the hip, and again, it looked like he was like an elephant with a fly on it. Just didn't care about it. This time, a little bit scarier, and he's all smiles, talking to Chris Newell at first base, looks over to the dugout, flexes a little bit. I know I wouldn't feel good after that, but he wore that like a champ.
Former football player, he's a tough guy. Used to getting that contact. Not always scary, though. Don't want anything head and neck area, but he seems to be all right. First and second, one out. A run in for Brooklyn. A 4-1 lead, bottom of the third. Here's Wilmer Reyes. Open stance right side, first pitch. A fastball up and in. It's 1-0. Reyes, 0-for-1, popped out to the catcher his first time. Reyes, 1 for his last 17 after the hot homestand against Bowling Green. 1-0. He swings and lifts a fly ball into shallow right field. Stroshine in a couple of steps will make the head high catch and relay in. No advance from the runners. Two gone.
Number 4, Jose Perosa.
So 2-1, here's Jose Perosa. Cyclones third baseman with a base hit his first time. With hits down 5 of his last 6 games. First pitch. Perosa waving a miss off the glove of Vega, will bound to the right of home plate, but not far enough away for Gattis to think about advancing to third. So no balls and a strike on Perosa. Bats with first and second, two out. A run in for Brooklyn in the home half of the third to make it a 4-1 lead. Cuevas holds the set. 0-1. Breaking ball. Called strike outside edge. Nothing in two. Quick get up by Vega, bluffing a throw to first base. Didn't make it. And Cuevas may pitch away from getting out of the inning. Taps the toe to the closed off set at the belt. 0-2. Breaking ball yanked down and away. Perosa lays off. Ball and two strikes. Gattis the runner at second. McElwain at first. 4-1 the Brooklyn lead. So we play here in the home half of the third. 1-2. Perosa fouls it straight back to the screen. Count remains. A ball and two strikes. Wilmington infield plays Perosa straight away. Mendoza stepped toward the second base hole at first. Otherwise true. 1-2. Perosa lifts a shallow pop into right field. Drifting out is Baker out of the outfield turf to make the running shoulder-high catch and close out the inning. Cyclones able to add another run, and guess what? It's on another double. Nick Gattis delivers Schwartz around to score, and Brooklyn a 4-1 lead as we enter the fourth on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2-for-5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
This is Rowdy Jordan, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
On to the fourth inning tonight from Brooklyn, a 4-1 Cyclones lead early. Brooklyn jumping in front with three runs in the first inning, adding on another on a double off the bat of Nick Gattis in the third. Cyclones have four extra base hits to go with seven hits through the first three innings. And Nick Zwak has looked sharp on the mound, the lone blemish, the leadoff home run by Omar Marahildo in the second inning for Wilmington. But Brooklyn playing from in front for a second time in this series. Yusel Antuna will lead it off for Wilmington. Right-handed hitter. First pitch, a fastball called strike outside corner. It's nothing and one. Antuna flew to right his first time. It'll be Antuna, Pineda, and Marahildo, the home run hitter, due up in the fourth. 0-1. Fastball called strike outside edge at the knees at 91. Nothing and two. Antuna, the number 12 prospect in the Washington system. 0-2. Fastball off the plate away at 90. Ball and two strikes. 5 for his last 18. Was 0-for-3 with a couple of walks. And two runs scored yesterday. Seems like everybody walked for Wilmington. 1-2. Swinging a bouncing ball. Right side. Backhanded by the first baseman. Schwartz will race to the bag himself and beat Antuna for the first down of the inning. Ball not hit on that hard, but Schwartz fielding cleanly with enough time on the backhand to get to the bag himself for the first out. So one away. Here's Israel Pineda, the Wilmington DH tonight. Open stance from the right side, elevated front foot. First pitch, wave and a miss. It's nothing and one. Pineda grounded to short his first time, riding a 7-game hitting streak. Has also been really good with runners on. 7 driven in his last 4 games. 0-1. Pineda lifts a pop, right side, fading out of play. Nothing and two. Brooklyn happy that Pineda bats with the bases empty and one out. 4-1 lead in the top of the fourth. Zwak gets the sign, working from the third base side of the rubber. Kicks in the 0-2. Pineda takes high and away. Ball and two strikes. Pineda, young player, still finding his way, is a highly touted prospect. Number 2 player in the 2016 international signing class. 1-2 breaking ball. Misses down and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Washington organization has been impressed with his physical improvements over the last couple of years. 2-2. Pineda takes low in the count. At full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Feel like he's got a plus bat and certainly a plus arm. Not showing that off tonight in the DH spot. Payoff. Pineda, bouncing ball, foul, wide at third. Count remains, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Next pitch for Nick Zwak will be number 60 on his evening with the bases empty and one out here at the top of the fourth. Another payoff. Pineda lifts a fly ball and a straightaway right field. It's McIlwain drifting toward the line just a touch. Now back toward the alley to make the catch for the second out of the inning.
I'd like to see how Nick Zwack approaches this at-bat now with Merahildo on deck, who hit one off the at-bat side of the line score in left field. It was a missile back in the second inning.
So close to clearing the scoreboard. Not quite there. Merahildo digs in the first pitch. Zwack goes right at him. Fastball at 92. Nothing and one. Merahildo with his fourth home run of the season, up to 18 RBIs after that shot in the second inning. 0-1. Merahildo takes high and tight. Fastball at 92. It's 1-1. Signed with the Washington organization as an international free agent in August, way back in 2014. 1-1. Merahildo takes a breaking ball down and in. Two balls and a strike. 24-year-old out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 2-1. Merahildo takes a fastball down and in. Skips rope to stay out of the way. Three balls and a strike. Bases empty, two down. And a 4-1 Brooklyn lead here in the top of the fourth. Zwack winds, lefty 3-1. Merahildo lifts a high pop, right side, and falling out of play. Count to full, three balls and two strikes. So Zwack, after giving up the home run in the first at-bat, has been on the attack. And plate appearance number two, payoff. Fastball down and in, and a two-out walk for Omar Merahildo.
Yeah, but you were right. Zwack was going right at him with fastballs. Was not afraid. Threw two of them. Just trying to dot up and be precise. Or maybe going into that lefty-lefty matchup with Mendoza. Not too upset with two outs.
Two reaching base against Zwack all night. And it's been Merahildo both times. The home run, now the walk with two down. Here's Drew Mendoza. Open stance left side. First pitch swinging. Lifts a high fly ball down the left field line. Jordan tracking toward the corner and will run out of room as it fades into the Wilmington bullpen. Nothing and one. Mendoza hit the ball hard. Lined out to third his first time. Was the catalyst for the Wilmington offense yesterday. Five RBIs. 3-for-5 with a double, and has driven in 8 in his last 5 games. 0-1. Mendoza waving a miss. Down to the front knee. In front of the breaking ball, nothing and 2. Merahildo leads from first, 2 down, 4-1. Brooklyn the lead. In the top of the fourth. Zwack to set at the belt, lefty's 0-2. Fastball, called strike 3 outside corner at 91. It's a third punch out for Nick Zwack to end the top of the fourth inning. No harm done on the two-out walk to Merahildo. 3.5 complete from Coney Island. 4-1 Cyclones on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering Baseball You Can Drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball You Can Drink. Every Saturday at Maimonides Park. Home half of the fourth inning from Brooklyn. Cyclones out in front 4-1. Powered by 7 hits the first 3 innings against Michael Cuevas, the
righty starter for Wilmington. Brooklyn has hit the ball hard tonight and trying to generate some more run support for Nick Swank on the other side of the scorecard, who has been outstanding outside of one mistake in the second inning to allow Brooklyn to build the lead. Brandon Fryman, and then back to the top of the Cyclones order, due up in the fourth. Fryman digs in the crouched stance on the right side. First pitch. Fastball. Misses in off the plate. It's 1-0. Fryman struck out his first time. Keith mentioned it in his first AB. First to 1-0. Fryman takes a breaking ball in off the plate. Two balls and no strikes. Made stops in double A, triple A, high A in May alone. Started in Binghamton, came to Brooklyn, up to Syracuse, and now back to Brooklyn. 2-0. Wave and a miss by Fryman. Two balls and a strike. And a three-game hitting streak across high A and triple A. A chance to extend that tonight. 2-1. Fryman takes a breaking ball strike in her third. 2-2. Third season with the Mets organization. 21st round draft pick in 2019. Father Travis, a five-time Major League All-Star. 2-2. Fryman fouls it straight back to the screen. Count remains two balls and two strikes. 13 seasons with Detroit and Cleveland for Travis Fryman. Cuevas winds in the righties. 2-2. Fastball down and away. Count full. Got some sons of big leaguers in the lineups tonight. Payoff coming from Cuevas. Wave and a miss. Fryman out in front of a breaking ball at 79. Was looking for the fastball. Well out in front. And down on strikes for the first down of the inning.
And Travis, dad of Brandon, is still with the Cleveland organization, special assistant to the GM. So working with the minor leaguers.
Back to the top of the order, here's Rowdy Jordan. First pitch, a fastball up and away. It's 1-0. Jordan, the leadoff double to start the festivities tonight, came around to score and then flew out to center field his last time. Cuevas winds in the right-hander's 1-0. Jordan takes fastball strike at 89. Outer third, 1-1. Rowdy Jordan, Cantell likes to hit at Maimonides Park. 1-1. Wave and a miss out in front of a changeup, ball and two strikes. Had slowed down just a touch after that excellent start to the season. Maybe that's everybody when you play Aberdeen, but right back at home. First two games of this series. 1-2. Jordan, routine ground ball to second base. On the glove side, it's Baker with the flip to first in time for the second out of the inning. So the first two is set down in order by Cuevas to start the home half of the fourth. The 4-1 Brooklyn lead. And here's Shervin Newton. Switch hitter batting left. The open stance. Hands held low. First pitch. Fastball called strike outside third at 91. It's 0-1. Newton, the double, came around to score in the first. Struck out his last time. 0-1. Newton takes low. Ball and strike. Cyclones four runs on seven hits in the early going. Wilmington a run on just the one hit. It was the homer. 1-1. Newton takes down and in. Two balls and a strike. Shervin with his first high A hit. And it was loud contact in that first inning. 2-1. Newton takes a breaking ball off the outside edge. Three balls and a strike. Hitters counts like this all night for Brooklyn. Put together some good at-bats. 3-1. Newton takes a breaking ball in for a strike. count full. No activity in the Wilmington bullpen at the moment, but would imagine that Cuevas is nearing the end of the line. 3-2. Breaking ball just below the knees. Close take, but Newton works the two-out walk to extend the fourth.
And you can tell Cuevas has found it just a little bit. He's doing what he likes to do, which is throw that sweepy slider. There's a lot of movement to his two-seam. And he knows he's at the end of his line here, but I think Wilmington wants him to get through this fourth inning clean.
Runner at first, two down. Here's Matt O'Neill. Upright stance, right side. First pitch. O'Neill, a wave and a miss down front of a changeup at 83. It's 0-1. O'Neill, the RBI triple, came around to score in the first and grounded out his last time. Newton, the base runner at first, two down, 4-1. Brooklyn, bottom of the fourth, 0-1. O'Neill, line drive, base hit into right field. Stroshine over toward the line to field it. Around second, heading for third. Newton, the throw in, tag applied in time, and the inning's over. A strong throw by Stroshine was on the money, and Shervin Newton caught making the final out at third base to retire the side in the fourth. Cyclones getting the base hit. A little too aggressive on the base pass. And they will take the 4-1 lead to the fifth inning. Keith Rad with the play-by-play when we come back right here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Hola Brooklyn, me llamo José Mena. Estás escuchando el radio de los Brooklyn Cyclones. Let's go.
Top of the fifth inning, it's 4-1 Brooklyn. Mets affiliate out in front of the Washington affiliate in game two. Nick Swan continues his start, trying to go five. And tonight it has not been the strikeout show. He's had to battle through these at-bats. Wilmington has given him a nice run for his money, but he has held them down. He walks in with 71 pitches and fires his first one to Stroshine. It's across the outside corner for a strike. Good backdoor breaking ball. The one mistake, Omar Merahildo hit a solo shot in the second inning. There's the twist in the 0-1. Stroshine fouls it away to the right side. Typical baseball. Guy makes a great defensive play and leads off the next inning. Stroshine threw out Shervin Newton trying to go first to third on a sharp base hit by Matt O'Neill. Here comes the 0-2. Stroshine hammers it down the right field line the other way. It is a foul ball by maybe a centimeter. Stroshine, a righty batter, hitting it the other way. You figure the ball has some tail, but he hit it so flush that it just stayed straight, but just outside the chalk. It's Stroshine, Vega, and Idens against Nick Swak, who's on probably a short leash with Hunter Parsons warming up in the Brooklyn bullpen down the right field line. Infield is back, outfield straight away. Here's the 0-2 again. The pitch is driven towards right center field. McElwain over, not going to get to it. It hops against the turf. He picks it up with the bare hand, throws to second. Stroshine looking for two, and he slides in safely. Ball was cut off by Fryman in shallow right. So Stroshine doubles to lead off the fifth. And how long will Luis Rivera and A.J. Sager go with Nick Swak? Not very long. Maybe I can manage. Maybe not. Well, here comes Luis Rivera out of the dugout. So they gave him, I guess, one crack at it. And said, if you get anybody on base, we're going to take you out. So Nick's walk, terrific tonight. Gave up just two hits. Luis goes to the bullpen with nobody out, just getting started in the top of the fifth. It's a 4-1 lead for the Cyclones against Wilmington. It looks like Zwak's trying to plead his case, but Luis has they got the trump card. He's already pointed to the bullpen. We'll be back after this from Coney Island.
Where there's baseball,
one pitch away from
baseball history, there's drama.
He has thrown a no-hitter.
Where there's baseball,
near the wall,
there's action.
He made a phenomenal catch.
And where there's baseball,
let's go live inside the park.
There's MLB Tonight.
It's out of here.
On MLB Network.
Oh,
where there's baseball, all the time.
Unbelievable.
We've seen it time and time again.
Looking for a great way to start your weekend? Try Friday Nights at Maimonides Park. All season long, Friday Cyclones home games will feature discounted alcoholic beverages like $6 24-ounce domestic beers and more to jumpstart your time away from the office. Plus, everyone in attendance gets a post-game trip around the bases. It's a home run. Make it a Friday night in Brooklyn with the Cyclones.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night. A night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
It's a 4-1 Cyclones lead, but Luis Rivera makes a Baikal Cadillac call to the bullpen to get right-hander Hunter Parsons into the game, top half of the fifth. Cyclones have a good lead at 4-1, and they hand it to the bullpen. Nick Zwak came out there to start the inning, which I thought was quite interesting, and he had the shortest leash of them all. Well, I guess he didn't throw a ball one and get taken out, but he gave up a double to Kevin Stroshine. So Onyx Vega digs in. Hunter Parsons fires his first pitch, and Vega takes a strike. Onyx Vega. It's got to be a top five name that we've seen this year. One of the better names in minor league baseball because it is spelled not like Onyx, the rock, but like the Pokemon. O-N-I-X. The 0-1. Breaking ball a little bit high. One ball, one strike. It's names like that that trigger us to go after lists to find other great names throughout the history of baseball. Vega flew out to right his first time. Parsons fires to Onyx, and the pitch misses outside. Two balls and a strike. Bleacher Report has some of the 25 best names in baseball history. A couple of them have some Mets ties, including the great Razor Shines, former coach with New York back in the 2010s. There comes a 2-1. Onyx takes outside for ball three. Boof Bonzer, it's a great one. Shooty Babbitt, he was a player in the 1900s. His name was just 10 million. How about that? And, of course, Milton Bradley. Not the board game, but the player, Milton Bradley. Hitters count the pitch. Vega takes a good bender from Parsons. Strike two. Matt O'Neill goes running out to talk to Parsons, trying to get the signs right with a runner at second base. And when I was growing up, maybe a little bit before your time, and just let me have this one at least. Coco Crisp,
yep,
was a great one because I was, you know, sitting there having my Cookie Crisp breakfast cereal. Hey, Coco Crisp, one of my favorite names growing up.
Former Buffalo Bison, Coco Crisp.
There you go. 4-1, Brooklyn, top of the fifth. Meeting on the mound is over. Stroshine off second with nobody out. It's 3-2 on Onyx Vega. Pitch. Swinging a ground ball towards the middle. It's sent into center field. Base hit. Stroshine stopped coming around third as Wilmer Reyes throws into the mound. They sit up the gut for Onyx Vega, and they're at the corners against Parsons in the fifth. Last night, Brooklyn's starting pitcher, Jesus Vargas, who was awesome, five perfect, did give up his first base runner to lead off the sixth. And then Brooklyn handed it to the bullpen to get nine outs with a fairly big lead at 3-0, nine outs to go, best bullpen in baseball. And Brooklyn did not do that. You know, 10 runs in the eighth inning last night. Total blow up. See how they respond tonight. At the corners, nobody out. 4-1 Brooklyn. Here's Idens. Parsons steals home, but time is called, and they're going to call a ball on the batter. So they're going to say Parsons did not come set or deliver the pitch in time. So basically a pitch clock violation. So it's ball one. Lights are on at Maimonides Park. Sun went down about 20 minutes ago. A deep blue violet dusk sky overhead. Parsons holds and deals the 1-0. The breaking ball powered high in the sky to a shallow right field. McElwain, I think, lost it. Now finding it. Makes the catch. Stroshine tags but draws just a throw and retreats. McElwain's got a gun out there in right. So Idens flies out. No movement from the base runners. Parsons gets his first out. Let's bring up Jordy Barley, the nine hitter.
That ball not nearly hit deep enough, and Brandon McElwain showing off that excellent arm, was on target the whole way. And wonder if there's some regret from Stroshine about not trying to score on that base hit by Vega, because feel like he would have been there. Now going to need a base hit.
Well, Barley digs in. Pitch. Jordy takes down and in for ball one. The other piece of the puzzle, too, is that Wilmer Reyes is playing center field. I don't think Wilmington has a book on Wilmer at all in center. He's only played a few times. This is the first time this year he's played center field. But Wilmington doesn't know not to run against him. Here's the 1-0. And there's the strike on Barley, who didn't like it, hopping around. Maybe he wanted to swing at it and decided against it. So anyway, Wilmington had no idea what kind of arm Wilmer had. So a little hesitant that they might run on him as this game goes along. Normally a middle infielder playing center field tonight. Parsons set chest high, delivers, and the slider fouled away to the right.
And the throw was on target to the cutoff man, but it bounced a few times and really would not have had an opportunity to get Stroshine, who was around third and then pulled up just a little bit at the last second. See if Wilmington lives to regret that decision.
Kevin is off third base. Vega off first. 4-1 Brooklyn. One out. Parsons steals the 1-2. Man, Barley cuts and misses for strike three. Third batter faced by Parsons. Hunter collects his first strikeout. And there's two down in this pivotal fifth. Seventh game for Parsons. The last throw on Sunday, the second game of the doubleheader. He was one of those guys going into that Sunday game. You had no Friday, no Saturday. He was on 6 days of rest. They just got him out there. And he pitched great over his one inning. So now Darren Baker with two outs in the fifth. Pitch. Lefty takes way inside. Ball one. Parsons' strikeout rate coming into this game, 36%. Walk rate under 3. Trying to keep it scoreless. Zwock responsible for Stroshine at third base. Hunter's 1-0. Ball skips in the dirt, flies right behind O'Neill, and an easy run as Stroshine scampers home from third base. That was the mother of all wild pitches there from Hunter Parsons. It's 4-2 as Wilmington cuts it in half on the freebie.
Not a tough break. Parsons not on target. And O'Neill behind home plate, not able to get over to keep it in front. And that's some of the issue that Brooklyn has had to deal with the last couple of days, trying to make sure that the runs they give up stay because of base hits. Walks, wild pitches, trying to avoid.
So Zwock is responsible for Stroshine, who scores. Vegas at second with two outs. It's a hitter's count, 2-0. A spinner to throw to second base. Good throw. Oh, my goodness. Safe at second. Wow. Right on time, Freiman there made the catch right over the bag, slammed it down on Onyx Vega, and the Cyclones were walking off the field. Jesse Bush said, safe. So, it'll be a 2-0. Baker, that was close. That was close. Pitch. Baker chops one over the mound to second base. Freiman down from his position. Fields and throws quickly and just gets Darren Baker. So the inning does come to an end. Vega is left on. But Kevin Strohschein doubles and scores on a wild pitch. Gives Wilmington a run as they chip away. It's 4-2 halfway through the ball game. Brooklyn in front on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Where there's baseball,
one pitch away from
baseball history,
and there's drama.
He has thrown a no-hitter.
Where there's baseball,
near the wall,
there's action.
He made a phenomenal catch.
And where there's baseball,
let's go live inside the park.
There's MLB Tonight.
On MLB Network.
Where there's baseball, all the time.
Unbelievable.
We've seen it time and time again.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Bottom of the fifth inning, it's a 4-2 lead for the Brooklyn Cyclones. With Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Ratt on MILB.TV and the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. We'll see the rehabbing big leaguer, 10-year big leaguer, Luis Avalon come on, making a rehab outing in relief after Michael Cuevas went four. So as he gets settled in, we'll do a little paperwork for you. Cuevas will wrap up his line. Gives up four runs on eight hits. Does walk one, strikes out three in four innings. So that's the line on Cuevas. He can lose. He can't win. Zwak goes two runs over four plus. Walks one. Strikes out three. Gives up one home run and one other hit. So really one mistake and one other hit, I mean, over four. That's, you'll take that any day of the week. So Avalon comes on. They'll face JT Schwartz, Nick Gattison, Brandon McIlwain. And this would be interesting because Avalon out there, and I don't know if the pitch clock will be on for him. This is something I actually didn't even check into. So the lefty deals to JT and drops a soft one in at 70 miles an hour for a strike. Luis, 32 years old from Caracas, Venezuela, has spent 10 years in the bigs with several different teams. This is first outing in a while. The 1-0 misses inside. Two balls and no strikes. And now here comes the home plate umpire, Ethan Gorsak, over to the third base dugout, saying something into the dugout. And I wonder if it has to do with the pitch clock, because I don't see it turned on. And this is a rehabber. So this is a big leaguer coming down who doesn't play, quote-unquote, by the rules. They actually do bring down Major League Baseballs, which are different than Minor League Baseballs. So they will put the pitch clock into effect. See, home plate umpire Ethan Gorsak roll his first finger up into the air saying, roll that clock. So Avalon's set. 2-0 to Schwartz. And a soft one in there at 79 for a strike. So certainly perplexing to see a big leaguer come down on these new rules and try to handle it. 2-1. Swinging a number towards the middle of the infield. Baker over to his right, but it's past him. Base hit. Schwartz leads off the bottom of the fifth with his second hit of the night.
Well, tough for Avalon to have the pitch clock on because he is not somebody who works very quickly. And see if that affects his outing. Always interesting to see these guys come down and see what they've got, trying to find it. Really more about how they feel as opposed to the results.
Absolutely. Here's Gattis, who doubled in a run. Brooklyn leads 4-2, bottom of the fifth. Nobody out. Avalon deals. And the big curveball's in there at 71 miles an hour. Avalon mentioned parts of 10 seasons of the bigs. And he's been around the block. Pitched with the Mets in 2019 and the Yankees in 2020. Here's the 0-1. Gattis takes inside. That was 86 miles an hour. One ball, one strike. Started his career with the Braves, then went to the Dodgers, the White Sox, the Phillies, and then Mets, Yankees, and most recently the Nationals. Shorts off first. The 1-1. Gattis way out in front of 79. Twists his body. Barrel goes through for strike two. Last year in April, Avalon tore his left UCL, so TJ, this is him working his way back. Pitches a couple games for the Nats in the big league level. Kicking a throw over to first, and Schwartz back in. Lefty set, belt high. One ball, two strikes on Gattis. Pitch. Up high and in. Nick twists and turns out of the way. Some oohs and ahs from the crowd. But it's 2-2. Even with the pitch clock, Nick, you're absolutely right. Avalon does not like to work quickly. The 2-2. Swinging a rip but foul outside of third.
Certainly taking his time to make sure that he has an understanding of how he feels, I guess. He's got that Edwin Jackson-type resume, too. Been everywhere.
Absolutely. And funny enough, just kind of reading up on him on the way in today, he made his pro debut, big league debut, against the Mets. So pitching against their high A club tonight. 2-2, just missed inside. Three balls, two strikes. And he faced one batter who was a former Cyclone. It's not going to be a trivia question, even though it would be a good one. But Ike Davis was the first guy that he faced and struck out in the big leagues. Here's the payoff to Gattis. He swings, loops one to left field. Base hit past Barley. Schwartz up to second, stops right there. Brooklyn goes station to station with back-to-back singles against the rehabber.
Nothing hit all that hard, but some good results nonetheless. And always nice to make the trip to the ballpark for JT Schwartz and Nick Gattis to know you got a base hit off a guy who's been in the majors for 10 years.
It is funny. These guys certainly look forward to things like that. That is the great opportunity in the minor leagues. I mean, where else do you see that? Starting to see that in the NBA G League a little bit. Some NBA guys go down to the G League for a rehab, but never like baseball. Here's McIlwain. Brooklyn ahead by two. Nobody out. Fifth inning. Pitch. Righty cuts and misses at 87, tying him up and in.
And then you hope the guy goes on to be a Hall of Famer. Says, yeah, I got a hit off of him.
That's right.
High A rehab assignment.
Avalon standing sideways on the mound. 32-year-old lefty holds the set. McIlwain been on twice tonight. Pitch. Takes high. One ball, one strike. I mean, Nick, could you imagine? I mean, I know you're wrapping up your college days at Fordham, but hey, I don't even know how I would equate this, but you're not feeling well, so you take a week off. You got to go back to eighth grade to just kind of get a week under your belt. I don't think they do that. The 1-1, McIlwain swings and misses at 72, and if anything, Avalon not throwing very hard, but fooling these Cyclones with the soft junk.
Do they do broadcasts in eighth grade?
I'm sure somebody somewhere is doing broadcasting in eighth grade.
Got to identify my rehab assignment.
1-2. Hits McIlwain. been target practice with McElwain up there. He's been hit three times in the past two nights. That one kind of skimmed his leg going by. And if anything, he could put that in his back pocket and say, oh, I faced Avalon. He hit me and didn't want to face me. So they're loaded up with nobody out. Of course, no intent there. And Reyes chugs in. So Brooklyn is kind of set up as Avalon works through his first outing of a rehab appearance. Nobody out. Brooklyn by two. Four runs, 10 hits. Two hits and a hit by pitch in the inning. Wilmer trying to join the party. He's 0 for 2. Avalon deals. Pitch caught on a miss. That was 80 miles an hour for strike one.
It's funny we're talking about rehab assignments, too, because it always makes me think of that Jacob deGrom when he was down in St. Lucie. Was it last year?
Last year against
just struck out everyone.
Palm Beach, the Cardinals. Their social media team was on fire that week. Here comes the 0-1. A little bit high. One ball, one strike. Now, you get the a big leaguer every once in a while recently. I mean, go back. Todd Frazier, Robinson Cano. Jerry's familiar. The list goes on, but, I mean, how cool is it to face Jacob deGrom at a low-A stint, and he just wipes the floor with you for three innings. The 1-1. Reyes swings, hits a high fly to center. Iden's over in the gap, moves to line it up, makes the catch. Meanwhile, Schwartz tags and heads home from third base. Everybody moves up 90 feet. Schwartz scores standing up, and Reyes delivers the sack fly. Brooklyn takes a 5-2 lead against Wilmington in the bottom of the fifth.
And Wilmer Reyes, who had struggled a little bit at the beginning of his homestand, able to do just enough. Sometimes it's not about necessarily breaking out of the slump with one huge swing, but just making the productive outs, getting the job done. Just at that time, and Brooklyn builds on the lead.
So that is the end of the line for Luis Avalon, who ends up throwing either 18 or 19 pitches. It's officially 18 pitches, 10 of them for strikes, and he's done with his rehab. A new arm coming in when we get back. It's a 5-2 Brooklyn lead with one out, second and third in the fifth.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
So Avalon, in and out in a flash in his rehab. He throws 18 pitches and comes out after just one out. Faces four hitters. And it's the first time we're seeing lefty Alberto Chu. Chu comes on, second and third, one out. Jose Peroza, Brandon Fryman, and in the top of the order if it gets that far for Brooklyn. Cyclones have a 5-2 lead in the second game of a six-game sweep against the Blue Rocks, the Nationals affiliate. So Avalon really just getting his feet wet, throwing again on a mound in a live game. Of course, the Nationals will see him more and more as he gets back from that UCL tear. So Chu set belt high, lifts the leg and deals home. Peroza goes after it, but fouls it back at 86 for a strike. Jose singled his first time, popped out to shallow right his last time. Onyx Vega goes out to walk Chu back to the mound. Brandon McElwain, he got hit by a pitch. He's at second. Nick Gattis singled. He's at third. Chu at a Panama City, Panama. 24-year-old lefty. Working from the first base side of the rubber. Infield is in. The 0-1. Rose hits a ground ball to short. Grabbed by Barley. He looks the runner back to third. Throws that way. Marihildo has no play. Throws across the diamond. No play there either. Barley may be getting a little too greedy. Good job by Gattis going back to third base, and Perosa safe on what is going to be a fielder's choice. The bases are loaded with one out.
Yeah, usually as a shortstop, you look the runner back and make the throw. And Barley ignored that and said, I'm going to just throw to third, and Gattis wasn't that far off. Everybody's safe.
And Marihildo was kind of like, what do I do with this ball now? Why'd you give it to me? Here's Fryman. Good chance. A pitch. Swings and fouls it back. Fryman walks in with a couple of strikeouts. It has been a whirlwind of the last week and a half. But in his last game with Brooklyn in Aberdeen, that second game that he played, he came up with three RBIs. So had a couple of clutch hits in that Wednesday game a week ago tonight where Brooklyn scored eight runs over the final three innings against the Birds. Fryman was up in a situation much like this. Two rocks and deals the 0-1 and delivers a changeup strike on the outside edge at 81 miles an hour for strike two. Perosa at first, McElwain at second, Gattis at third under a night sky in Coney Island. Two throw-in strikes, the 0-2 down and away. So Gilberto pitching for the seventh time this year. 14 strikeouts in 12 innings, 7 walks, but he's given up 10 runs on 10 hits in 12 innings. Came up at the very end of last year. Here's a 1-2. It's outside at 89, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Chu actually played on a team called the Auburn Double Days, which used to be a New York Penn League team that the Cyclones played back in the old short season days. Chu did double duty there in 2018 and 2019. The lift and the 2-2. Fryman takes strike three at the knees. 88 came across the plate, and Fryman slowly saunters out of the box, which that body language means he did not like that call, and he K's for the third time. So now it moves to the top of the order. And Rowdy Jordan bats for the first time from the right side. Bases juice, two outs. Infield moves back. 5-2 Brooklyn in the bottom of the fifth. Chu trying to clean up Avalon's mess. Pitch. Rowdy takes outside. Ball one. Certainly a side of the plate that Rowdy does not hit from quite as often as the other side. But the slugging percentage is about 150 points fewer than the left side. A 1-0, he cuts and fouls it back. 1-1. That's usually the way it goes for switch hitters. Very rarely, first of all, it's rare to be a switch hitter. It's hard to hit from one side of the plate, let alone two. But then to be uber effective and hit for power from both sides. Jordan is trying to be effective in a tough AB. Here's a 1-1. Rowdy takes outside. Ball two. Two trying to keep it where it is at 5-2. Brooklyn has added a run in the inning already. Sack fly from Wilmer Reyes. There comes the 2-1. The pitch popped up. Third base side, Marihildo fades into foul ground. The third baseman is there, straddling the warning track, and he makes the catch to end the inning. So Avalon loads the bases. Brooklyn does score on the sacrifice fly, but Chu gets out of trouble. Our trivia inning is next. It's 5-2 Brooklyn ahead of Wilmington. We're off to the sixth on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
This is Joe Swazi, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Off and running to our inquisitive sixth inning. It's 5-2 in favor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, leading the Wilmington Blue Rocks. He's Nick DeLuca. My name is Keith Radd. Hunter Parsons wrapping up his warm-up tosses. He's the first reliever out of the bullpen behind Nick Swak. Swak lasted 4+. Parsons did end up getting all three outs in that fifth. So it is our trivia inning. Ask you a question in the top half of this frame. We'll give you the answer at the bottom of the inning. And we ask you to jump on Twitter and use the hashtag ConeyConvos. ConeyConvos. See if we can test your knowledge tonight. Parsons faces the switch hitter Yasiel Antuna, batting from the left side. First pitch, caught on and missed for a strike. So last night we talked about how Washington is formerly the Montreal Expos, who came alive in 1969 in the big leagues. The 0-1, Antuna takes a backdoor breaker that just missed, ball and a strike. And Montreal came into being with the Seattle Pilots, who ended up going to become the Milwaukee Brewers. The 1-1 is on the inside corner, strike two. So that prompted me to say, well, the Brewers and the Seattle Mariners, two of six teams that have never won the World Series. Can you name the other four? Can you name the other four or any of them? The 1-2 outside, two balls, two strikes. We don't have any shirts to give away. I'm sure Nick wouldn't mind. He's a nice guy. Give you the shirt off his back. But if you give us all four, I don't know. Maybe if the DiBernardo sisters bake us some more cookies, we'll just hoard them and give them out as prizes. Turn of the feet, Parsons is 2-2. Pitch caught on and missed, and he strikes out the big guy, Antuna, to open up the sixth. I can feel the wheels spinning in that brain of yours over there. I'm trying to pencil in your answers.
I'm trying to work on it here.
Answer coming up in the bottom of the frame. Here's Israel Pineda, 0-2. It's 5-2 Cyclones with one out. Pitch. Breaking ball strike. Pineda behind, nothing and one. Parsons, four in a row, retired in relief. The 0-1. Outside, one ball, one strike. Parsons getting some time tonight. We should see Rayson Santos as well, who's on 6 days of rest. Everybody else either pitched last night or on 2 days. So getting back to a regular schedule. The 1-1 pitch is ripped but foul. A bullet down the left field line towards the loading dock. Strike two. Even a foul ball like that, Pineda's showing some great pop. There's a fan from Section 9 who's running over there, but as he gets halfway, I think everyone's telling him the ball left the building, so don't worry about it. 1-2, strike three, called. Parsons dots the edge at 93. Kicking it into high gear to retire Pineda looking. So a strike out of Antuna, one of Pineda, and here is Merihildo. This is the toughest stretch of the lineup with these guys 2 through 5. Mendoza on deck. Parsons trying to keep it 5-2. We're in the top of the sixth. High kick and the pitch. Merihildo barrels one up deep right field. McElwain back at the track at the wall. It's off the top of the fence and stays in. Merihildo gets to second base, and he slides in with a double. Oh, my goodness. Merihildo wants his money back. It hit the top of the wall and bounced back to McElwain. How about that for a double?
Making its bid for a second home run of the night. And it was close. Maybe if we had some review in this ballpark, the replay might have found that one was out just barely. Missing the home run, but some loud contact from Merihildo nonetheless, and he'll take another extra base hit.
Now they may do an investigation. I guess when the visitors are up, they tilt the top of the wall in, and when the Brooklyn Cyclones are up, they flip a switch and turn the top of the wall facing out. Boy, Merihildo almost went out the back door. He's shown some uber power tonight. He's at second base for lefty Drew Mendoza. It is not very easy that you can get through Antuna, Pineda, Merihildo, and Mendoza easily. Pitch. Mendoza cuts and misses at 92 for a strike. Wilmington has scored tonight on a Merihildo home run. Kevin Stroshine, who's on deck, doubled and scored on a wild pitch in the fifth. Parsons was the guy to surrender that wild one. He uncorks the 0-1 and just missed high and away at 92. Trying to work on the 6'5", Drew Mendoza. I realized last night I shorted him 2 inches. Sorry, Drew. But he is 6'5". Slight open stance. O'Neill sets up away. The 1-1 misses in. Change up down and in for ball two. Hunter Parsons trying to stay scoreless. We saw Josh Hetschke, who was in the Brooklyn bullpen to start the year, go up to Double-A Binghamton. He didn't give up a run while he was here. Parsons 2-1. Mendoza bangs it on the ground to the right side. Good field by Schwartz. He flips to Parsons, covering to end the inning. So a very loud double. Merihildo almost left the yard. It hit the top of the fence and bounced back in. Tough luck double. It's 5-2 Brooklyn. The answer to our trivia question when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. Each Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature 2 tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2 for $5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Two Cyclones. Brooklyn trying to even the series at a game apiece. So far, so good. Mets affiliate 5. Nationals affiliate from Wilmington, Delaware, 2. Brooklyn comes to the plate against Alberto Chu. Chu faces Newton, O'Neill, and Schwartz, 2, 3, and 4. We got some folks on Twitter trying to answer our trivia question. And here it is again for you. 6 teams have never won the World Series. One of them is Milwaukee. The other one is Seattle. Can you name as many of the other 4 as possible? Sherman Newton was late to the party. He runs to home plate. Doesn't want to get a strike. And as he digs in, time is now called. And he can, you know, tie his gloves and put his shin guard on and forearm guard on. It's quick between innings around here. Newton has doubled, driven in a run, walked and scored. Batting for the first time, though, from the right side. Pitch. Chervin takes a strike at 89 on the outer edge. Brooklyn, 5 runs, 10 hits. Back-to-back nights with 10 hits. The 0-1 floats down low. Gilberto misses, and it's a ball and a strike. The 1-1. That's outside. Newton takes, and it's ball two. Brooklyn scored three in the bottom of the first. Really set the tone. Hit Michael Cuevas hard. And have built on this lead. The 2-1. Newton takes down and in for ball three. Eight of the nine Cyclones have been productive, either on base or have driven in a run. Turn of the feet. Here's the 2-3-1 pitch. And Newton fouls it back towards us up here. It sails over our head and back towards the front gates on Surf Avenue. Pretty good crowd on a Wednesday night, a Weenie Wednesday. Tomorrow's our first Jersey Thursday. Here's the 3-2. And it's popped up. Right field. Strohschein racing over towards the foul line, running out of room. He makes the catch and hits the sidewall. Good grab for the out. So the long-awaited trivia response. Who are the other four teams, Nick? Let's see how you do. Of course, we have Seattle. We have Milwaukee. Who else do we have on the list?
So I have the Texas Rangers, Tampa Bay Rays, Colorado Rockies, and San Diego Padres.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
All four.
All four.
Wow.
Here's O'Neill. Righty takes down and in for ball one. So take a look at Coney Combos on social. Mary DiBernardo said, so far we're guessing Tampa Bay Devil Rays and still thinking while I make a shopping list for cookie baking supplies. Next pitch has popped up to shallow right. Baker hauls it in and retires O'Neill for the out. So two quick outs in the sixth.
I think that's considered a correct response, by the way.
We will accept. The judges say yes. Another response. John DeLuca on Twitter got the Padres, got Tampa Bay, got Texas, but missed Colorado and said the Miami Marlins. Now, judges, what do we think? It's the same franchise. They just went from the Florida Marlins to Miami. Fortunately, not the right answer, but a good guess. Here's JT Schwartz, who takes a bender for a strike. The Marlins win when you least expect it. They come out of nowhere. The 0-1. JT golfs one up, shallow left field. Antuna racing in, Barley going out. Jordy makes the call, and he makes the catch to end the inning. So a very swift top of the sixth. Cyclones go down, bottom of the sixth. Cyclones go down in order. And we go to the seventh inning. 5-2, Brooklyn ahead of Wilmington. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Nothing says history quite like Brooklyn. From Robinson to Koufax, this city has seen some miraculous moments. Now, it's your turn to get in on the action with World Record Wednesday. Every Cyclones Wednesday home game, we write more Brooklyn history by setting a world record. From the most people simultaneously tying their shoes to setting the mark for the largest air drum ensemble, your trip to the ballpark will be legendary. World Record Wednesday, take your place in history.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he doesn't.
To the seventh inning we go from Brooklyn. And a 5-2 Cyclones lead over the Wilmington Blue Rocks in game two of this six-game set. Nick DeLuca, Keith Rad here with you on MILB.TV and the Cyclones Radio Network. Kevin Strohschein on his Vega and Jeremy Iden, 6-7 and 8 in the Blue Rocks order to bat against Hunter Parsons. Remains on the mound in relief. Wide to the first pitch. Breaking ball just off the plate away. It's 1-0. Kevin Strohschein with double came around to score on a wild pitch his last time in the fifth, struck out in the second, 1-0. Strohschein, the routine ground ball to shortstop on the glove side, fielded by Newton, throw on to first in time for out number one in the seventh. Good trivia question tonight.
Thank you. Got the wheels spinning.
Absolutely, got me
working a little bit in that sixth inning. Mentioned the Miami Marlins, by the way, have won the World Series twice, have never won the NL East.
Love that note.
Here's Onyx Vega, first pitch, a fastball called strike outside corner at 92. It's 0-1. Vega 1-for-2, base hit in the fifth inning and flew out to right his first time in the second. 0-1. Vega takes a strike, breaking ball outside edge, nothing and two. Cyclones, so far, much better out of the bullpen for them. Can't get much worse than yesterday, 0-2. So we got a bouncing ball to the second baseman, Brendan Fryman. Up with it and throw on to first in time. And quickly, two up and two down to begin the top of the seventh. But Hunter Parsons on in relief of Nick Zwock, who's been in command in the strike zone. And so far, preserving that three-run lead. Two down, here's Jeremy Idens. Upright stance right side. First pitch. Idens swings and lifts a fly ball straight away center field. Reyes back a step and now in. Makes the shoulder-high catch to close out the top half of the seventh inning. Easy work for Hunter Parsons in the seventh. Seventh inning stretch time from Brooklyn. 5-2 Cyclones on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering baseball you can drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball you can drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
Gilberto Chu on the mound for Wilmington as we end to the seventh. 5-2 Brooklyn to lead in game two of this six-game set. Solid crowd on hand at Maimonides Park. Brooklyn looking to snap a four-game losing streak. And are out to the 5-2 lead as they head to bat in the home half of the seventh. We'll be Nick Giannis, Brendan McIlwain, Wilmer Reyes, 5-6-7 in the Cyclones order. Looking to do some damage and add on to the three-run lead. Offense has been slow at times for the Cyclones so far this season, but has picked up recently. 10 hits for a second straight night. Nick Giannis digs in. First pitch. Takes a breaking ball in for a strike inside corner. Nothing and one. Giannis has been one of the catalysts tonight. Getting the offense going with a double and a base hit his last time. 0-1. Giannis, check swing, went around. High fastball at 89. 0-2. Nick Giannis now with hits in 4 of 5. Much better in the month of May. 0-2. Giannis to wave and a miss. High fastball just under 90. And he's down on strikes around number one in the seventh. So the leadoff man set down. And that'll bring up Brendan McIlwain. Cyclones right fielder. And the first pitch. Wave and a miss. Down front 87. Nothing and one. McIlwain has been on base all three trips to the plate tonight. Base hit in the first. Hit by a pitch twice. 0-1. McIlwain takes a fastball off the outside corner. Ball and a strike. And then a 300 hitter over his last four games, picking it up with the bat. 1-1. McIlwain takes low. 2 balls and a strike. Cyclones coming into this series with the lowest slugging percentage in all of high A. 2-1. McIlwain swings and misses. 81 mile an hour breaking pitch. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
but have come into the series in the first two games set on reversing that trend. Had the four extra base hits yesterday and hitting the ball for power again tonight. 2-2, just off the outside corner, and the count full. Cyclones began the night with three straight extra base hits. Now four total. Payoff. Breaking ball. Called strike three. Outside corner. McElwain chucked the bat. Thought that was ball four. Ready to head down to first. Instead, he'll take a right turn into the Cyclones dugout. They're two away. Back-to-back strikeouts for Chu to open the home half of the seventh inning. Bases empty, two gone for Wilmer Reyes. Even stance, right side, first pitch. Reyes swings and lifts a fly ball in right center field. Drifting over into the alley as Idens underneath it to make the shoulder-high catch and close out a 1-2-3 bottom of the seventh inning for Gilberto Chu. Cyclones can't get anything going. We're through seven from Coney Island. Brooklyn 5, Wilmington 2. Keith Rad with the play-by-play when we come back here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
This is JT Schwartz, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
We go to the eighth inning. Brooklyn leads 5-2 on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn ahead of the Wilmington Blue Rocks in the second game of this six-game set by Cal Automall. Call to the bullpen. Evie Ruibal comes in. And Ruibal throwing at least the eighth. Hunter Parsons was terrific. Kind of bridging this gap. Hunter Parsons has had a phenomenal year. A phenomenal year, and has done every single thing that the Mets have asked him to at this level. And he's done every single thing right. Three more strikeouts. No walks over three scoreless with two hits. So now Evie Ruibal. He'll face Barley, Baker, and Antuna, 9-1 and 2. Evie pitching on just a couple days rest through on Sunday. Off and a puff. Shoulders rise and fall. First pitch to Barley, just a bit outside. Goes all the way back to the net for ball one. Evie deals the next pitch, and there's a strike, dotting it up on the inner half at 84 miles an hour. By the way, look at the scoreboard. Aberdeen winning again. They have a 5-3 lead up in Hudson Valley in the bottom of the sixth against the Yanks affiliate. The 1-1 way outside for ball two. 20-6 into today with no stopping him. An 0-for-2 night for Jordy Barley at the dish. The 2-1. Swings and flies one to shallow right field. Tough play. Freiman over. Schwartz over. JT in foul ground makes the catch. By the way, just watching JT through 20, looking at the score sheet, this is the 28th game of the year. He really does a nice job on those fly ball awkward angle runs from first base. Fields his position nicely. And seems to be quite comfortable with some of those over-the-shoulder, off-to-the-side, over-by-the-sidewall kind of catches. Those are the ones that first basemen get a lot. So one down, here's Darren Baker. Evie deals. Baker takes up and in for ball one.
And those aren't easy. That's a difficult play, tracking it, especially for an infielder. Sometimes a tough play, but he's made him look routine.
Baker 0 for 3. Here comes the 1-0. Slider just missed, so I guess a little in. Two balls, no strikes. Brooklyn 5, Wilmington 2. Top of the 8th. This is that dastardly 8th inning from last night. The 2-0. Missed, tied away, ball 3. Elsewhere in the league tonight, Jersey Shore beat Bowling Green. By the way, Bowling Green was the top team in the South Division at 17-11, a little more palpable than the insane Aberdeen record in the North Division. 3-0. And that's pumped in at the knees at 93 for a strike. Greensboro, the other North Division team, losing to Hickory 8-1 in the bottom of the 8th inning on the road. Hitters count, 3-1 pitch. Missed outside, so Ruibal after the out gives up a one-out walk to Darren Baker, who trots down to first base. Rome up 3-0 against Winston-Salem, top of the 9th inning in Rome, Georgia. That's the Braves affiliate ahead of the White Sox affiliate. And Asheville took care of Greenville earlier today, 4-3. They win and go to 8-20. Here's Yasiel Antuna. One on, one out. Switch hitter batting left, and Evie deals and misses over the shoot tops for ball one. So Ruibal was also that guy that walked into Sunday's outing at Aberdeen with 6 days of rest. Did give up a run in an inning. Gave up a solo homer. A 1-0. And missed again for ball two, and here goes O'Neill running out to talk to Ruibal. So Evie, last year, dealt with walks. This year, seemed like he had put it to rest, put it to bed. He did have that one blow-up outing last homestand against Bowling Green where he walked three, gave up three hits and three runs, and just got one out. But later on in that home series against Bowling Green, two scoreless, responded beautifully. But he has only pitched two prior times in May. It's May 11th already. These relievers are having a tough time getting in games. Got to get in to stay effective. Meeting is over. Here's the 2-0. And it's outside. And Tuna takes ball three. And the scary part about this setup is just this juncture in the lineup. Pineda, Marihildo, Mendoza to follow, Yasiel Antuna. Baker off first with one out. The 3-0. Strike at the knees at 95. Can Evie work all the way back? The 3-1. There's the strike, letter high. That was 94. Back-to-back fastball strikes for the big guy. 6'5", every Ruibal from New Jersey. Pitched at Notre Dame, drafted by the Dodgers, and now a New York Met. Head tilting up and down, the 3-2. Swinging a foul at the plate. He's trying to keep an eye on Darren Baker at first, who has stolen 3 out of 4. Wilmington, not a team that runs all that much. Leadoff guy in the inning, Jordy Barley, 7 out of 8. But really not a scary, scary team on the bases. Schwartz holding the runner on. Brooklyn ahead 5-2. Another payoff. Caught on and missed. And Evie comes all the way back to strike out a top 30 prospect, Yasiel Antuna. Good response.
Showing off that control. And able to work through some of those misses early in the count, battling back, showing that toughness and that fight on the mound. That's a great sequence for every Ruibal.
Needs one more piece of the puzzle to get through a scoreless 8th. 5-2 Brooklyn leading Wilmington. Here's Pineda, who's 0 for 3. Righty on righty, first pitch. Pineda takes a breaking ball strike. Pineda in there with the red shin guard on his left foot. He's up on his front toe on that front foot. The 0-1. Slider dips outside. One ball, one strike. On appeal, Pineda did not go around, so it stays a ball. Cyclones do have somebody up behind Rui Ball in the inning, which means that Rivera's got a short leash. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Pineda way out in front of 85. Baker with his hands on his knees now takes his competitive lead. The 1-2, way outside. Backhand stopped by O'Neill in the lefty batter's box. Two balls, two strikes. Marihildo on deck. He has hit the tar out of the baseball tonight. You do not want to face him with guys on. Another two-strike pitch. Here comes. Way inside. Pineda skirts backward for ball three. More out of the zone than in the zone right now for Rui Ball. Schwartz plays now behind the runner, knowing Baker is going to break for second on a 3-2 with two outs. Schwartz backpedals. There goes the runner. 3-2 pitch. Ripped up the gut. Base hit center field. Reyes charges, collects, throws towards third. And Baker slides in safe. Runners at the corners as Pineda keeps the inning alive and turns it over to Omar Marihildo. It's a dangerous game again for Brooklyn.
And not the guy that Brooklyn wanted to face is the tying run here in this eighth inning with that ball well struck by Pineda, keeping the inning alive.
And here comes Luis Rivera. So Rivera is not even going to let Rui Ball throw a pitch to Marihildo. Evie faces four batters. And Rivera, who never really comes out for a pep talk, makes the point, takes the ball, and Evie walks off the mound. The inning continues. Brooklyn looking to get out of a jam with two outs, 5-2 lead. But the tying run at the plate. Back after this from Coney Island.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
By Cal Cadillac, call to the bullpen. Right-hander Justin Courtney looking to get the final out in the top of the eighth. Luis Rivera makes the switch after Evie Rui Ball faces four batters. Two of the four got out, but two of the four got on. And that final batter, Israel Pineda, singled up the middle. So Rivera will play Justin Courtney against the best hitter for the Blue Rocks. Righty batter Omar Marihildo. Tonight, the line for Marihildo, he has homered, walked, and then hit a double to right field. But it should be a double with an asterisk. He hit the ball off the top of the wall on the front facing of the backyard out in right center field. It hit the top of the wall, popped up, and came back into the field of play. So he could very easily have two homers tonight. Pitch. Fastball, a little high at 90 for ball one. So we see Justin Courtney, who threw in that second game of the doubleheader against Aberdeen on Sunday. Gave up a run in an inning and two-thirds. The 1-0. Downstairs, ball two. Now in the back of your mind, probably watching this game, thinking, well, maybe they walk Amara Hildo. It's not a bad thought. He's been that dangerous. But you don't want to face Mendoza with the bases juiced. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Flailing over a slider. Totally fooled him. That was ball three, but Marahildo gets into a now 2-1 count against Courtney. Two outs around the corners. Brooklyn by three. Pitch. Way up high. 77. Missed the zone. Ball three. He set up the belt. Rocks and deals. And Marahildo chases again in the dirt. That was ball four. It's 3-2, and some of his teammates in the dugout are just hopping up and down. They know Marahildo wants to destroy the baseball, but doesn't want to lose the team's chances of getting base runners on. He could have walked twice in this at-bat, and now it's 3-2. Pitch. Missed inside with a fastball, and they're loaded up. Hard to hate the decision by Courtney to throw something close but out of the zone, because Marahildo is swinging at balls and letting strikes go by. And now the tying runs are aboard. Here's Drew Mendoza, who is the go-ahead run if he gets a hold of one. There's no wind right now. And by the way, Mendoza last night drove in five runs. Pitch. Drew swings and fouls it back to the seats for a strike. Tonight, Mendoza's lined out, struck out, and grounded out. Top of the eighth. Bases juiced. Two down. Courtney deals. Just missed high and outside at 92. These are tense times for the Brooklyn bullpen. Courtney comes set. Runners lead. The 1-1. Mendoza fouls back the heater. Well, Justin gets ahead. Strike two. Big guy against big guy. Mendoza, a big-time damage doer. Courtney set with two strikes. Pitch. Breaking ball got him looking. 74 miles an hour, and see you later. Justin Courtney puts out the fire in the eighth inning, and Brooklyn takes a 5-2 lead to the bottom of the inning at home, trying to even the series on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Home half of the eighth inning, Brooklyn just out of a monster jam to preserve the 5-2 lead against the Wilmington Blue Rocks. With Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Rad. Justin Courtney got a hand to him. He came in with first and third. He did walk Omar Marahildo to load the bases, but struck out Drew Mendoza looking. He stranded all three. And Brooklyn leads by three to the bottom of the eighth inning. They'll face a new arm. Lefty Garvin Alston comes in out of the bullpen. First time Brooklyn seeing Alston. Gilberto Chu just tossed a really great 2 2/3 innings. Got the Cyclones scoreless for a while. Brooklyn has not scored since the bottom of the fifth. So looking for insurance before the top of the ninth. Here's Jose Peroza. Alston deals. Pitch misses inside for ball one. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Alston fires away. And he ties up Peroza, fools him badly with 79 in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Alston just came over a couple weeks ago from the White Sox organization. Traded to Washington on April 21st. There's a 1-1. Peroza chops it straight down into the dirt for a foul ball. So he did not pitch at all for the White Sox this year in the minor leagues. He's pitched three times, though, with these guys at Wilmington. First outing was terrific. One scoreless. And then against Hudson Valley, the wheels fell off. Gave up two homers. The 1-2. Peroza flails over a breaker, strike three. So Alston strikes him out. And it turns over to Brandon Fryman. Just to give credit where credit is due, Alston did respond after that two-homer, four-run outing with just one out recorded against Hudson Valley with one scoreless outing against Bowling Green. Fryman 0 for 3 with three punchies tonight. Pitch in the dirt for ball one. Garvin's dad, also known as Garvin Alston, a big leaguer for a little while with Colorado, who we talked about earlier tonight, surprisingly. The 1-0. Fryman fouls it away to the right side. His dad pitched with the Rockies in 1996. A couple of years after their inaugural season in 93. 1-1, Fryman spoils it foul to the right. Strike two. Brooklyn ahead, 5-2, bottom of the eighth inning. Alston deals the 1-2. Pitch is fouled away to the left side. Alston does a weird thing where he starts his windup. And then the game buffers a little bit. He stops and starts again. Trying to be pesky and annoying against the timing of these Cyclones hitters. Tall lefty rocks and deals the 1-2. And the breaking ball just misses outside. Two balls, two strikes. Fryman and another two-strike count. Pitch in the dirt. Good take for ball three. By the way, in the top of the ninth inning, Wilmington sends up Stroshine, Vega, and Idens. Stroshine has doubled. Vega has singled tonight. But you're basically out of the woods of the tenacious hitters consecutively. So a little bit of good feeling with a three-run lead at least. Payoff. Down low, Fryman gets aboard for the first time tonight. One out, walk in the bottom of the eighth. So now the Cyclones ahead 5-2. One on and one out. Jalen Palmer digs in, making a pinch hit appearance for Rowdy Jordan. Interesting move. Here comes the first offering, and Palmer takes outside. Ball one. First pinch hit of the year for Palmer. Alston kicks and deals, and Jalen fouls it back to the right. One ball, one strike. Rowdy was 1-for-4 with a double and a run scored. And so the torch passed to Palmer, who's hitting 141 with a 458 OPS. With one on, one out, the 1-1 pitch starts outside at 90 for ball two. We'll have a scoreboard for you at the end of the game, but the Mets, quick look at them. They're getting beat up by Washington. It's 8-3 Nationals, top of the seventh inning in D.C. 8 runs in the first 2 frames against Tylor Megill tonight. 2-1. Palmer takes a breaking ball strike, 2-2. Tylor, who was a Cyclone in 2018, went up last year, started this year as the opening day guy for the New York Mets. An unbelievable start to the year, and today just had a clunker. Everybody has one of those days. 2-2. Palmer on a check swing, cannot hold up. He strikes out. Jalen down on strikes. Two down now for the shortstop, Shervin Newton, with Brooklyn ahead 5-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Good night tonight for Newton. Last night he was 0-for-3 with 2 walks. Tonight he's been on 2 out of 4 times. Had an RBI double back in the first inning. Scored run and has walked. Garvin Alston deals home. And Newton swings, sends a high fly into center field. Idens moves over a couple of steps to his left, picks it out of the Brooklyn Knight, and makes the catch to end the inning. Fryman walks, but is stranded over at first base. And we are done with 8. 3 outs away from victory. Cyclones leading 5-2. Look to lock it down next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
We go to the top of the ninth inning. Brooklyn is 3 outs away from a W, trying to snap a 4-game losing streak. Mets affiliate has a 5-2 lead against the Wilmington Blue Rocks. With Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Ratt on the Cyclones Radio Network. And in the ninth, it's Stroshein, Vega, and Idens due up for Mario Lison's Nationals affiliate. Justin Courtney, who put out the fire in that eighth inning, striking out Drew Mendoza, opens it up for the ninth. Jalen Palmer, by the way, takes over in left field. He pinch hit for Rowdy in that eighth inning. First toss to Stroshein. He slices it foul to the right end of the seats for strike one. Stroshein doubled in 3 trips tonight. Pitch, breaking ball, fouled away to the right for strike two. Courtney holds the set a little closed off. The righty fires home, and the breaking ball is upstairs for ball one. Nobody out. The pitch up high. Now, Justin Courtney, every time I see him these days, especially with the NHL playoffs going on, I have to remind myself he's a big, fat Bruins fan. Boston playing Carolina tomorrow in Game 6. Breaking ball. Schoenstein swings, pops it up right field. McElwain over a couple of steps, makes the easy grab, one away in the ninth. Bruins won on Sunday, 5-2. Carolina won last night, 5-1. So up 3-2 in the series. Here's Onyx Vega with one out. Pitch. Righty bangs the ground ball in the shortstop hole. Newton reaches out with the backhand, but it bounces by him into left field. It's a base hit. It was between Newton and Peroza on the left side. It was a Baltimore chop, you'd call that. Pounded down into the ground. Takes a big loop as it goes out to the infielders. And then the short hop. And Newton went over and tried to read the short hop with the backhand and just missed it. So it's a single all the way for Vega. One on, one out for Idens, who's 0 for 3. Courtney deals. The breaking ball caught on and fouled back for a strike. Justin Courtney is from Maine. He was a terrific hockey player. His didn't play hockey in college with the D1 team, but the Maine Black Bears are a phenomenal team themselves. Next toss, swinging a line down the right field line. It is a base hit into the corner in trouble. Vega heads for third base. Lisson stops him there as the throw comes in from McElwain in right. Iden drives the ball the other way. And all of a sudden, Wilmington has life again late in this game. So now Jordy Barley, who is the tying run at the dish. Barley 0 for 3 tonight. Not much power, by the way. No home runs this year. It's 5-2 Brooklyn. One out, ninth inning. Courtney deals home. And delivers a breaking ball, strike one. Open stance for Jordy. Ducks on the pond, the 0-1. Chases outside, the slider, strike two. Vega at third, Idens at second base. Barley gets on. You've got Baker, then Antuna, Pineda, and Marahildo. Here's the 0-2. In the dirt. O'Neill brings the shin guards together to smother it and keep it from rolling behind him. One ball, two strikes. All Courtney. Nobody behind him in the bullpen. His game to save. The 1-2. Popped up. Foul territory behind home. We'll see if O'Neill has room. He gets to the net. And he makes the catch. Good job by Matt O'Neill to get to the netting. I'm sure Courtney thrilled with the baseball for not blowing into the crowd. There's no wind tonight, so straight up it goes and straight down it comes. So now Wilmington is down to its final out. It does not seem to matter with this team, especially after last night's 10-run eighth inning to reverse a 5-1 deficit. So second and third, two outs. Courtney fires away, and Baker takes a strike. Darren walked his last time, only time he's been aboard. First at bat against Justin Courtney in the series. Here's the pitch. Slice the other way towards the line. Fair ball into the corner. Two runs to score. Vega in and Iden's behind him. Baker to second base with a two-run double. It is not over yet. Wilmington plates a pair and cuts the deficit to 5-4 with two outs in the ninth inning. So as Vega and Iden score, complete speed at second base. Here's Yasiel Antuna, base hit to tie the game. Courtney deals. Antuna takes inside, ball one. Yasiel switch hitter batting left. He's the type of prospect where even if he's 0 for the series like he is now with a couple of walks, you never, ever feel comfortable against him. The 1-0. Swing at a chopper foul to the right. Scampers off the sidewall and pushes out to Brendan Fryman at second base. Fryman, Schwartz on the right side, Newton and Perosa on the left. Owens bullpen last two nights, not as reliable as it's been over the first month. Baker off second, kept close by Newton. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, strike two. Antuna took it the whole way. So now Wilmington with its back completely against the wall. Two outs, two strikes, 5-4. The tying run at second. Pitch. Downstairs. Close one at 92. Antuna has two strikeouts tonight. Courtney comes set. Kick in the pitch. Breaking ball, frozen solid, game over. Antuna strikes out looking, and Brooklyn wins 5-4 and holds on for dear life at the very end. In the ninth inning, two runs, three hits, and one left. Wilmington cuts it awfully close. We'll be back to wrap it up with the postgame show on deck right after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering baseball you can drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball you can drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
Back here at Maimonides Park, Keith Brad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Nick DeLuca is down on the field doing a post-game interview with Matt O'Neill. As the Cyclones win this one 5-4, so we'll give you the final totals as Brooklyn goes 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 7 men left on base. Wilmington, 4 runs, 8 hits, and 7 men left. The win goes to Hunter Parsons. The loss to Michael Cuevas and the save to Justin Courtney. Time of the game, 2 hours and 39 minutes. It gives Brooklyn a victory for the first time in a couple of games. They snap a 4-game slide and go to 13-15 and pull within at least a game of Wilmington at 14-14. Now go back and recap this game that began at 7:02. Michael Cuevas against Nick Zwock. And the Cyclones spotted Nick 3 runs in the bottom of the first inning. A terrific job by Rowdy Jordan, Shervin Newton, and Matt O'Neill, who combined to go double, double, triple, drive in the first 2 runs. O'Neill drove in the second run to make it 2-0, got to third base on the RBI triple, and JT Schwartz bounced him in with an RBI ground out to make it 3-0. Blue Rocks did respond with 1 in the second inning. Zwock gave up a solo homer to Omar Marihildo to make it 3-1. Made it a ball game with Brooklyn a couple innings later. They'd answer back as the JT Schwartz singled and scored on Nick Gattis' RBI double to make it 4-1. So Nick Zwock ended up going 4-plus innings, gave up 2 runs on 2 hits over 4. Cuevas gave up all 4 runs over 4 innings on 8 hits, and it turned over to the bullpens in the 5th. Wilmington scratched a run on a wild pitch. Kevin Strohschein scored from 3rd to make it a 4-2 game, but Brooklyn responded in the bottom of the 5th, added one back when Wilmer Reyes hit a sacrifice fly with the bases loaded to make it 5-2. And it was in the bag, you thought, with the bullpen. Hunter Parsons, 3 scoreless. He turned it over to Evy Ruibal. Ruibal got in some trouble in the 8th. Justin Courtney had to come in and get out of the jam. And Courtney went back out for the 9th inning to try to get the final 3 outs. He did get the final 3 outs, but it took a lot. A set of back-to-back hits. Vega and Idens single-double to set up 2nd and 3rd with 1 down. And Darren Baker hit a 2-run double down the left field line to make it 5-4. So that was the dicey proposition. Baker got to second base with 2 outs. And Yasiel Antuna, one of the top 30 prospects for the Nationals organization, got to the plate, tying run at 2nd. And he struck out looking to end the game. So the Cyclones win and again go to 13-15. And Wilmington falls to 14-14 in front of 1,939. So we'll take a look at the scores in the league tonight. Aberdeen is the top team everybody's looking at. They were taking on Hudson Valley, and they've lost the lead now. Hudson Valley up 6-5 in the top of the 9th inning. So some good news, finally, for somebody. Well, the game's not over, first of all. But good news that they're not winning, finally. Jersey Shore beat Bowling Green 9-3 today in Kentucky. Greensboro taking on Hickory. They were down big and lost big, 8-5. Other games that wrapped up in the league tonight. Rome blanked Winston-Salem 3-0 in Georgia. Asheville snuck by Greenville in a day game today, 4-3. And again, that only game going on right now. Hudson Valley 6 and Aberdeen 5. We'll take a look at the Mets affiliate circuit tonight. Everybody is done from the bottom to the top. St. Lucie snuck by Lakeland 3-1 to get to 19-10. Double A Binghamton beat up on New Hampshire by a touchdown, 9-2. Brett Beatty, Ronnie Mauricio each hit home runs. Beatty hit number 2. Ronnie hit number 4. Syracuse picked up a win against Scranton. Those don't come very commonly. Certainly not easily. Definitely not commonly. 8-7 win. Mark Vientos went deep twice. Nick Plummer went deep for the 5th time. And former Cyclone Colin Holderman got the save. Mets right now trailing Washington 8-3, top of the 8th down in D.C. Mets batting with nobody out in that inning. So we move ahead to tomorrow, game 3 of this series. Oscar Rojas was slated to get the ball. He will. Cam Opp is supposed to come on in relief. And the Cyclones will face Jake Irvin. No record with a 0.53 ERA. 7 o'clock first pitch, 6:40 with the pregame show. And Nick, I stole your thunder there. It's the postgame show, but you're down on the field with Matt O'Neill. I'll let you wrap this puppy up. We've conquered it all, but you know, what were some of O'Neill's parting thoughts as we wrap up a Cyclones 5-4 win?
Well, happy to get a win, especially when it has been a rough go of it at times for the Cyclones recently, snapping the 4-game losing streak, able to respond after the tough loss last night. Getting into that groove at the plate for Matt O'Neill has now reached in 6 straight games and setting the tone with that big first inning with the 3 straight extra base hits. So it was a good night all around for the Cyclones, with the bats able to do enough with the pitching and hoping to continue some of that momentum into tomorrow. Cyclones dropping game 1, winning game 2, and looking for a win in game 3 tomorrow at 7 o'clock with the Cyclones pregame beginning at 6:40. That should just about wrap it up for us. Keith Radd, Nick DeLuca, saying thanks for hanging out with us. This has been Cyclones Baseball here on the Cyclones Radio Network.